It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Phone lines are open. Call 203-661-5051.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Ain't that the truth? Do we have any place to go today? We have no place to go today. But we do have first responders and people in tow trucks out there trying to help the rest of us. And what I used to call the old Con Ed employees, you name the utility company name, I can't keep up with it anymore, but you know who I mean. The guys on top of the trees, on top of the telephone poles that are in these kinds of weathers trying to get us our lights back on. Right now we have about 1,165 people in Connecticut without power, 400 in Norwalk, and over 600 in Danbury. And we're here a little bit early today because WGCH wants to bring you in our local radio audience local radio right now. And we are in the middle of a blizzard, so we've decided to preempt normal local programming to go live from 3 to 6 with the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll bring you lots of guests throughout the next 3 hours. I hope that you'll call in at 203-661-5051. You know I'm still nursing this nasal cold, and I would appreciate you sharing the program with me and let me know how you're doing in your homes, on your streets. You can be part of the news gathering and the news reporting today. We're going to begin with Peter Testi, our first selectman in Greenwich, who's been standing by. Thank you, Peter, for joining us today. Hi.
Happy New Year to you, Lisa.
Happy New Year to you, Peter. So where are you physically right now? Where are you standing?
I actually been over at Town Hall today. We had some credit rating agency calls this morning, and I decided to do them from here, and have remained here throughout the day watching the weather and looking at various communications.
So tell us how Greenwich is. I understand there's a snow emergency. Online there are the streets. But tell us all, what does it mean when you declare a snow emergency? What does that mean?
The snow emergency is essentially a parking ban. And the parking ban was put into effect as of 8 o'clock last evening. And what it denotes is that those streets that are designated by signs as snow emergency routes the ban applies to parking on those streets during the period in which the Board of Selectmen calls for it. So we do make provisions for folks. They can park in municipal lots and get their cars off those streets so that plows can adequately open up the roads.
I heard that Bridgeport is having trouble because people have not heeded the snow emergency in Bridgeport, and as of right now, they're towing cars away so that the plows can get through.
Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, in our case, you know, our commercial areas are fairly limited. There are areas in not only central Greenwich, but in Old Greenwich within the business district, Cos Cobb in the business district in the village, A few areas of Glenville right there in the downtown Glenville area, of course, Byram. But by and large, people are fairly cooperative, and we don't have the scale issue with that some of the more urban cities do.
And to find a list, if you're not sure if your car is parked correctly, does the town have a place where one can go to find out what the snow emergency streets are?
Yes, if you go to the town website, there is a roster with those streets, and you can clearly see if, in fact, you're residing on one of those streets.
Okay, good. So what else do we know? The schools were closed today. Are the schools going to be closed tomorrow? Do you know?
The decision will be made by the superintendent. I am gathering, based upon the conditions with the blustery winds, which will continue throughout the night, that there may be a delay in opening tomorrow. That will be determined in the early hours of the morning based upon consultation between the highway department, the police department, the police chief, the superintendent of schools. Dr. Gilday makes the final call. But based upon what we're seeing in the forecast, it's conceivable that there could be a delay tomorrow.
A delay, but not necessarily a closing.
I'm only speculating. I imagine the weather will be frigid, but there'll be no precipitation, just wind. So they'll have to make that call as the day and evening and early morning progresses.
Now, what I've been able to see online is that as of now, there are no power outages in Greenwich. Do you have any news to the contrary? We're chatting with Peter Tessie.
Well, you know, I've had this Eversource outage map up, and there was none. And then a little while ago, there was about 183. It's now dropped down to 97 customer outages, which is 0.34% of their customers served.
In Greenwich you're talking about, or generally statewide?
Greenwich.
Oh, in Greenwich, okay. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's the most obvious scary aspect of a storm with these winds, because it's just too cold. And it's just too cold. I mean, the pipes can start to freeze almost immediately. People and pets can feel trapped and freezing cold. So what would you advise people to do in Greenwich if the power is out for, I don't know, you tell me, an hour or two or more? What would you advise them to do?
Well, if it's out for a short period of time, clearly you want to keep doors closed, conserve as much of the heat that's in the home, have blankets available, stay ideally in one location where you could kind of conserve energy and heat. If it were to be prolonged, clearly we have resources available to come and assist you. Should you need to be relocated, particularly if you're part of a vulnerable population, you should call the non-emergency number at Public Safety, 203-622-8003, and they can provide assistance. The freezing pipes are a major problem. I've encountered it myself. It's something that is just frustrating, because as hard as you try to keep them from doing it, it's just, if houses are not properly insulated or older homes, it's subject to it.
I know. It's not pleasant. No, not pleasant at all. So 203-622-8003 is the non-911 number to call for assistance. So if you're feeling trapped, if you don't feel like you can dig your way out of the storm, but you've lost power and you know you should get out, if you call this number, Peter, will someone come literally and help you out to a warming center?
We have give you about 13, 14 patrol cars on the road at any given time. They're probably staffed up for today, and they have been wonderfully effective at addressing citizen needs, particularly in times like this. So I would encourage folks not to hesitate. That's what our first responders are here for, and they're glad to provide the service.
That's really wonderful. I would also say one thing, which is, I would say, don't be a stalker. I'm channeling my parents' lingo, which means don't think that you're so strong and powerful and wonderful about, you know, shoveling snow. Even though it's soft right now, if you're not in great shape, don't get out there and shovel a lot of snow. Just don't do it, because a lot of people overexert in these circumstances, and then they can slip and fall, or, God forbid, get a heart attack. So there's other dangers associated with a big snowstorm that we don't often think about. So if you're not sure and you're not in great shape, just wait until you get plowed out or call somebody to help you.
Absolutely. And with the conditions as they are now, really no one should be out trying to shovel. It's near impossible with the wind conditions, which are estimated to, you know, be 25, 30, upwards of 45 miles per hour.
Yeah, I know. It's that wind. It is pretty to look at outside, but you know what I've noticed, Peter, with this particular storm, there's been virtually no sun. It's a very blanketing kind of storm. Normally on a snow day, there's also a little bit of sun peeping through the clouds. Not today. Not this storm.
No, it's like someone's taking a snow globe, you know, when you see the snow and you really shake it. It's what you're seeing outside.
It really is. So, Peter, thanks for joining us today. What else would you like to tell the community? And then hopefully you'll come back on in the 5 o'clock hour and give us a recap.
Sure. On the homepage, again, are the list of the streets that are designated as snow emergency Roots, and people can go to the homepage of www.greenhct.org.
Okay. And if you've lost power and you're listening to us via an old-fashioned transistor radio or on your cell phone through the app, give us a call. I'm right here, 203-661-5051. I promise we'll keep you company until the lights get back on. Don't be afraid. You're okay. And your number to call with that cell phone is 203-622-8003 if you're feeling trapped or stranded in any way. 203-622-8003. Peter Tesi, First Selectman, thanks for being on the job and on the show, and we'll talk to you in a couple of hours.
Welcome. Look forward to it. I'll be listening. Thanks,
Peter. Let's go to weather and traffic. We're giving you the latest updates live and local here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. Stay tuned for Sam Cantrow, the weatherman with WTNH, will be joining us just coming up. Stay tuned.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Winter storm warning to 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Snow heavy at times this afternoon. Blowing drifting snow near blizzard to blizzard conditions. Temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Snow tapers off ends tonight. 8 to 12-inch accumulation, still blowing, drifting snow. Lows in the single numbers, wind chill 10 to 20 below. Sunshine, windy, frigid tomorrow, blowing, drifting snow, 10 above. More the same into Saturday. Well, with the tree damage that may occur this afternoon into tonight, you may need to have some cleanup. Call Ed the Tree Man for your total tree needs. 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman in 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler. Join us every weekday on this station between 4 and 6 o'clock p.m. Hey, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. We're listening to what's happening in our community, and we want to hear from you as well. We talk politics, science, and the arts. We consult with experts, and we want your opinion. So join us every weekday. I'm Lisa Wexler right here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Stimulation for your brain.
It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back. It's 18 minutes after 3 o'clock on a blizzard. They've actually given a name. The name is Brody. Our telephone number is 203-661-5051. We're here a little early today, but we'll be with you live until 6 o'clock. And I know that you've already started calling into WGCH. We haven't had a chance to break in for your conversations. And after we speak with Sam Cantrell, we'll have Ellen Ratner on from Talk Media News. But don't hesitate to call in and interrupt, because if you're sitting there without power, I'm here to keep you company. So don't hesitate to give us a call, 203-661-5051. Sam Cantrell joins us from WTNH, one of the distinguished meteorologists in the state of Connecticut. Welcome back to the show, Sam, and thanks for breaking into your routine to be with us today. Thank you.
Not a problem at all. I'm happy to help out. How are things going on your end?
Well, it's snowing out.
Yes, it is. You could just take my job right away from me.
There it is. It's done. And all I'm doing is singing the Dean Martin, "Well, the weather outside is frightful." That's all I do is I sing to myself. All right, Sam, I understand I-95 is closed. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, this is a mess. Things are all over the place, too. We saw a video of a jackknife tractor trailer there, and we've been moving out and about, checking out roadways here ourselves since 3 o'clock this morning, and it's gotten worse, and then even worse than that, strangely enough.
So tell us about what this blizzard was predicted to do versus what it's actually doing.
Sure. So, you know, this storm is always expected to be a really, really, really intense system, and the issue was where it ended up moving. 50 miles in one direction or another made a humongous difference, and we knew that, which is part of the reason why we've been keeping such a really, really close eye on this storm. So we ended up seeing it track just 50 miles closer towards us here in Connecticut, and as a result of that, we ended up seeing significantly higher and have continued to see significantly higher snowfall totals. So we're looking at a lot of snow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at more snow than we thought we were going to get.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, maybe a couple days ago, for the viewers who were paying attention or watching on TV, they might have heard about, you know, 2 to 4 inches. Even as recently as yesterday, we were talking about 4 or 5 inches or so of snow over your way. And you know what? I'll tell you one good thing. For your viewers that live in your area, you guys will probably see close to the lowest snowfall totals in the state. That's the good news. The bad news, unfortunately, is the lowest snowfall totals are like 8, 9 inches. So.
Oh, wow. So the rest of the state is getting blanketed much worse than we are.
Correct. And one of the hard things is it's going to be impossible snow to measure anyway because we've got so much wind out there. So with all the wind, you're going to see snow drifts in some spots, and we already have, that are 3-4 feet tall. And in other spots, you'll see completely bare pavement, depending on what direction you're facing and the wind direction that we've got. So it's going to be hard to measure, but yeah, we're looking at a lot, you know, so it's the best snowstorm for sure this year. You know, we call it like a once in a year or two storm, without a doubt.
So, Sam, what do they mean when they call this a bomb event? What are they talking about? What is that?
Sure. Well, it's a fearful idea where, you know, you might have heard the term bomb cyclone thrown around, which is not a real meteorological term. There's a term in meteorology called bombogenesis, which basically means there's a rapid drop in pressure with a storm system. It has to drop by 24 millibars, which is a unit of measurement in pressure in the atmosphere, in a 24-hour span. Now, what's amazing about this is the quickest rapid drop in pressure for any winter storm that we've had in record along the East Coast. So that makes it an incredibly strong storm. And why that's significant or even matters at all is because the faster these systems drop in pressure, the stronger these storms become in a short period of time. As they move further north, sometimes that can become a little bit difficult too. And in this case, it wasn't tough, and that's exactly what we've had. So that's why we've got so much snow we're expecting. And it's really not just the snow. You know, I overheard you speaking before about the hazards. The other hazard, too, is the potential for power outages. And that's the second
thing. Yeah, that's the big
one. Absolutely. Because you lose power, especially with the weather that we're expecting after today. We're talking about dangerous cold. And I know it's been cold the last handful of days. But this is even colder than that. Potentially the coldest weather that we've seen in well over 10 years. There are going to be spots in Connecticut that during the day on Saturday, at no point from Friday night through Saturday ever get below or ever get above 0 degrees. We're talking Fahrenheit, not Celsius. So that's extremely dangerous cold. That and wind means if you don't have power, you need to plan to get out of there and get out of there fast.
I agree. I think that's where people can be lulled into not realizing how quickly a building can lose its heat.
Sure. And the problem is, regardless of whether people end up losing power for 5 hours or 10 hours or 20 hours, you know, they think about their house and they think, oh, man, I don't want my pipes to freeze or something like that.
Right.
Well, take the precautions to make sure your pipes don't freeze. Turn all your faucets on cold. Let them kind of drip and run a little bit. You might spend a couple dollars on water, but it's well worth it because if the temperature drops below freezing in your house, you are going to have burst pipes. And even for people who have some older houses, there are a lot of beautiful houses down there in southwestern Connecticut that are a little bit older. Those houses, even if they've never had a burst pipe before, they're running the risk to have that happen over the next handful of days with or without power.
Really? Even with power?
Correct, because any outdoor spigots or anything that's close to the outside of your house is tough. I mean, I saw a house in West, a coworker's coworker's mom, a house in West Haven that had an outdoor spigot that never got closed, and it shattered on the outside of the house, and the entire backyard of their house is a skating rink. I mean, it looked beautiful, but I mean, they lost, you know, tens of thousands of gallons of water all over the place, and you don't realize it's happening until you look out the window and say, oh my God, what on earth has happened? So, you know, some older houses where under some of the cabinets that's near the exterior walls of the house, they may not be insulated as well as some of the houses typically are. You want to make sure you have the cabinets opened up. If you have an older home, you want to make sure, you know, if you're turning the faucet on and that water feels freezing cold, even if your temperature in your house is above freezing and your heat is on, you may want to think about having those pipes, you know, turning the cold faucet on a little bit. It's both cold and hot. You know, hot water will keep the pipes a little bit warmer, but it's the cold tap that's the one that typically freezes in a situation like this. And we will see more broken pipes, more water main breaks, things like that, than we've seen in, you know, recent history, without a doubt.
So I want to go through this again. Sam Cantrell, we're talking with meteorologists, but these are very practical tips. You're saying that in order to protect our pipes, if our house is getting very cold, we should put on a little bit of the hot and cold tap at the same time to run it?
Absolutely. As long as there's water running through your line, it's staying above freezing because the water coming out of the ground, the cold water might be around 40 degrees. The hot water is well warmer than that. So if you've got both taps on through the whole line, as long as you've got the water kind of trickling slowly through each one of the individual taps, you're going to be in a situation where you're not going to have a pipe that breaks. Now, again, the outdoor spigots, if you haven't sealed those up, meaning close the shutoff valve in your basement and then open up that pipe outside, sad to say it's too late at this point. And if you do end up losing power or something like that, you are running the risk where those pipes very well could break. So you really got to keep a watch.
Oh, I forget it. I'm screwed. In the front and back of my house, I have something attached to a hose. And I didn't even think about doing anything about that. I never even occurred to me.
Your hose is going to be ruined. There's a good chance your hose is going to be ruined, but hopefully
I don't care about the hose. I care about backing up into the house. That's what I care about.
Well, the good news with that is in more cases than not, it will actually break more. It'll be more likely to break on the outside of your house than the inside. So if it does break and the water starts to flow across, it's going to flow outside of your house as opposed to inside your house. So if you notice your water pressure dropping, it's probably a good idea to look around and make sure you don't have a water leak.
Oh, very smart. See, these are the things, I mean, these are the side effects of a snowstorm and a very cold event. These are the side effects.
Without a doubt, and that's the thing. It's really, you know, we've got so much going on, and we've had so much cold that it's so easy to lose sight of some of these really important things, too, you know? The snow's going to be cleared by tomorrow. It's still going to be a little bit slick out there because the temp's going to be so cold, but the next issue is really going to be the severe cold, and it's here tomorrow. Our high temperatures in Connecticut are not going to get much above, you know, 10, 12 degrees down towards New York City. It might be 13,
That's
14.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. And we're looking at below zero, literally all the way down to the beaches overnight tomorrow night. And then come Monday or come Saturday afternoon, our high temperatures will not get out of the single digits for anywhere here in Connecticut and in New York. We're looking at 10, if they're lucky, for a high temp. That's record-breaking
That's
cold.
Incredible.
It's dangerous cold. Yes, it's very, very, it's very rare for us here in Connecticut to get that extreme cold. Sometimes it gets colder after a storm system moves on through. But with the snow on the ground and all of that, we are looking at what will be dangerous cold, and it's dangerous no matter who you are. You're talking 10 minutes or so being outside with exposed skin to potentially get frostbitten, and it's less than 10 minutes before it feels really uncomfortable to the point that you're in pain. So people have to be careful.
So what people need to realize is if you go out and you don't have a scarf covering everything but your nose, but your nostrils, and you're just hanging out outside for 10 minutes to see how it feels, you could be injuring your skin significantly to be in that cold.
The problem with frostbite is that you don't feel it. It's when you can feel it and it's hurting you, that's the first telltale sign that, all right, you gotta, that's your body saying, hey, listen, something's not right here. But it's when it goes numb and you don't feel it anymore and it doesn't bother you anymore that it really becomes an issue. And, you know, there are thousands and thousands of cases in Connecticut of frostbite, and I am not going to be surprised if by the end of the weekend we end up seeing that too. So for the viewers that are watching, or listening, I should say, that are planning on going out to take care of doing the snowblower or they're going to shovel or something like that outside and they're going to do it this evening, got to keep in mind temperatures are falling through the teens and with the wind it's feeling like it's below zero across the state. So you got to be really careful out there tonight. Bundle up. You got to get the heaviest gloves and the scarf and the hat and the whole nine to make sure that you stay safe. And even if it looks funny, you know, you look like a little kid that's in a huge puffy jacket, you're going to be safe. And that's the most important thing.
So, Sam Cantrow, as the meteorologist, tell me scientifically, where did we get this cold air from? How did we get it? And then where is it going to? Is it going up to Boston and Montreal and all of that? And How did like North and South Carolina get 3 to 5 inches of snow? That's a rare event for them.
Correct. Not only did they get snow, but I saw a video yesterday all the way down literally in the Gulf of Mexico where there was snow. It is rare, extremely rare to see it down there. It's also rare to see it in Florida. And in Florida even they saw snow. You're looking at air right now that's basically straight from the North Pole, for lack of better terms. It's really a very cold Arctic air mass that moved straight down here, and it has been persistent. Now, in other parts of the country, and in most of the rest of the world, strangely enough, it's actually well above average temperature-wise. It's just this part of the country, and in the middle of the country, it's significantly colder. So we ended up getting the short end of that straw there, unfortunately, and that's what we're contending. That's what we've had to deal with the last, you know, week or so, and that's what we'll continue to have to deal with for the next handful of days. But I do have some good news, and the good news is that early next week we should see a high temp near 40 or so, which will feel tropical compared to what we've seen, that's for sure.
Thank you, Sam Cantrow from WTNH. So appreciate your advice and your thoughts and all of your knowledge about this. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming back on the show.
You're very welcome. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you. Sam Cantrow from WTNH, meteorologist. You're listening to the Lisa Wexler Show. If you're even thinking about getting on the roads, you can skip I-95. There was a jackknife tractor trailer. I mean, you talk about what could go worse on a blizzard day? And right around Darien, between exits 9 and 10, they've closed 95. And don't even think about the Merritt Parkway. Even on a beautiful day, the Merritt Parkway, you have to really have your wits about you. Could you imagine being on the Merritt right now? Skip it altogether. Stay home. That's my advice for you. We've got each other to keep each other company. It's 3:30. I'll be on the air with you until 6. Stay tuned for more of the Lisa Wexler Show here on WGCH, your local radio station. We're bringing you all the local news as it's happening right now at 203-661-5051.
There's not a lot of traffic volume this afternoon, and for good reason. Conditions are extremely poor. Travel time, though, north on the Connecticut Turnpike from the state line to Route 7 is 28 minutes. Travel time northbound on the Merritt Parkway from the state line to Route 7, also a 27-minute trip. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Jay Trelase, 1490 traffic.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Winter storm warning to 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Snow heavy at times this afternoon. Blizzard conditions blowing. Drifting snow will continue. Temperatures 20 to 25. Snow tapering off, ending tonight. Windy, very cold conditions. Blowing, drifting snow 0 to 10 above. Wind chill 10 to 20 below. Snowfall amounts 8 to 12 inches. Mostly sunny, windy, frigid tomorrow. More blowing, drifting snow 10 above. And sunshine, frigid Saturday. Temperatures 10 above. Wind chill 10 to 20 below. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler. Join us every weekday on this station between 4 and 6 o'clock p.m. Hey, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. We're listening to what's happening in our community, and we want to hear from you as well. We talk politics, science, and the arts. We consult with experts, and we want your opinion. So join us every weekday. I'm Lisa Wexler right here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Your radio is on.
Now it's time to turn your brain on.
It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
Conversations about today's hottest topics, issues, and events.
Now, here's Lisa Wexler.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. We're giving you live local broadcast in the blizzard. As it's happening right now, we've spoken with Peter Tesi, we've spoken with Sam Cantrow. Now we're going to go to Senator Bob Duff, who is the Senate Majority Leader who covers Norwalk as part of his constituency. And we're trying to get throughout the area to give you the latest on what's happening with the blizzard. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the show today. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So, any news you want to let us know? I know we've got about 400 power outages in Norwalk as of about an hour or two ago. I don't know what kind of progress we're able to make with that in this storm. Governor Malloy said he's not going to send out crews in the middle of high winds.
Yeah, last I heard about that, everybody was restored.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, I think everybody, that was in the West Rocks area?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were all set by about 12:15 or 12:30 today.
Oh, no, no. I heard about something at 2:30 then.
Something
else.
Maybe that's different then. I haven't heard.
Okay.
So as far as I know, I mean, what the problem is that, you know, the winds are just whipping so badly and that plows cannot possibly clear the roads because as soon as they come down the roads, it's just the snow just goes back to where it was. I think the winds are going to be pretty strong until about 4 or 5 o'clock, maybe a little bit longer than that, and then the storm is supposed to kind of go out, you know, from west to east. So hopefully the worst is behind us, except maybe some of the winds. But I don't know how that's going to play out for tomorrow for schools and everything else, because I think at this point it's been very, very difficult for crews to get out and kind of do the things that they need to do. But I know officials are saying, and I'm sure you've heard everybody else say this, just asking people to please, please, please stay off the roadways, because as you just mentioned with I-95 with the jackknife tractor trailer, there are accidents. I just saw another picture with somebody on I-91 that spun out, and a state trooper is standing with that person. So it just puts our first responders at risk when somebody has to be out. Now, there's obviously people have to be out, like doctors and nurses and, you know, people who work in certain places that maybe we're not aware of or appreciative of. But there's other people out there who said they're out just to kind of see what's going on because they get a little cabin fever.
Right.
Hold on.
And those people need to stay home. Right.
Stay home. Because then you're putting people at risk. You're really putting people at risk. And obviously nobody wants to do that. And you can't control yourself when there's ice or there's just wind and, you know, everything else. It just makes it very, very difficult. And by the way, as we saw earlier today with the tree falling on West Rocks Road in Norwalk, it hit, thankfully, I mean, in a way, it hit the wires. But if it had come down and a car been going past, you know, it would have wiped out. It would have wiped that car out, you know, so, and the people inside. So it's really, really important just to stay inside, stay safe, let the crews do what they got to do, and come out for air tomorrow when it's sunny out.
Yeah, or sunny or 10 degrees. Sam Cantrell was just on. He said it's going to maybe hit 10 tomorrow, maybe hit 10 on Saturday. That's a high.
I know. Well, I was
Can you imagine
at the
such cold?
I try to look at the long term. So I was looking at Monday or Tuesday, it's supposed to be like 32, and I'm like, I'm putting my shorts on.
I know,
point.
Really.
You know, I mean, geez, it's like it's amazing how much we've endured this cold weather. But it's always worse someplace else, because I think in Wisconsin or Iowa, it's minus 40 is their temperature. So,
goodness.
So it could always be worse someplace else.
Let me tell you, my mother, who is in Boca Raton, Florida, my daughter is down there. She took a picture of my mother in a down jacket with her head as if she's whipping away winds because it's 45 degrees in Florida and she can't take it. Her blood is too thin.
I know, exactly.
That's what she told me.
It's tough all over the place. Well, that's the thing we have some friends who were snowbirds and heading down to Florida, and they couldn't go down because of the storm yesterday down there. And I'm like, well, what are you going to? Because they're down in Naples, and it's in the 40s there as well. I'm like, well, you know, I guess it's better than zero, but it's still not the reason why you go to Florida in the wintertime.
That's true. So, and if you are needing a warming center in Norwalk, where would you go, and what number would you call if you need a first responder? Do you know?
Yeah, I would call, well, obviously if you need a first responder, call 911. The police department is 203-854-3000. I would call 211 for the warming center, because generally the library has been the warming center, but the library is closed today. So there may be, you know, a police station is generally a place for a warming center. The fire stations are generally for warming centers. But the library is closed today. And the schools obviously are. So I would call 211 to find out in your community where the best warming centers are, that are out there. And, you know, also just another word to the wise, especially if it gets, you know, when it's supposed to get so cold the next couple of days, keep your water dripping a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a gusher, but just a drip, drip, drip.
In other words, even if you haven't lost power?
Right, yeah, because it's because sometimes, like, we have a bathroom that was added on, you know, before we got here to the house, so it has, like, it doesn't have the basement underneath it. It's just kind of a crawl space, and a very small crawl space. So that's where the pipes get cold. And even if your heat's on and everything else, it doesn't mean that your pipes won't freeze, you know, so you got to keep the water moving.
Okay. And that's what Sam Cantrell tried to explain, too. He said you can get really cold without losing power.
Absolutely, especially with the wind, because a lot of the plumbing and everything else is on the exterior walls, and if it's really cold, that water will freeze because it's not being run. So just, you know, again, you just need a drip, drip, drip. Especially overnight, or if you're at work or something like that, because the worst thing you can do is come home and either not have water or have a frozen pipe and have water all over the house. I mean,
terrible. So in the meantime, where are you riding out the storm? We're chatting with Senator Bob Duff.
I am home, comfortably home, and I am shocked that we actually have snow this season, because I bought a snowblower back in the fall. And I thought for sure I would be the reason why we didn't have any snow this year. So
you're going to get on your little snowblower and have some fun, but you better cover up your face and your hands, because Sam warned against frostbite in this kind of weather. Be very careful.
Yeah, I agree. You don't. It's just. It's. It, I wouldn't mind even going out if it weren't windy. But with the wind, it's just not even worth it. You know.
No, not with the wind.
You just can't do it with the wind. So we just. You know what? Maybe you do the old adage: the good Lord put it there, and the good Lord will take away.
There it is. There's always the melt. The melt on Monday.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. It's 340-203-661-5051. Let's go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hello, Ellen, and thanks for calling. And thanks for holding. Ellie, you there?
We've talked yesterday, but Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you. Ellen, I had to talk with you. Switching away from the jackknife tractor trailer that's holding up I-95 and the story of the day, which for us is the blizzard, I had to talk with you a little bit and dish a little bit more about Michael Wolff's book about Donald Trump.
What's so fascinating about that is, one, he was given full access, and two, he claims, now we haven't heard them, but he claims to have tapes. If there are people saying what he said in the book on tape, I'm telling you, Trump is in big trouble.
Well, I mean, it's also a lot of just salacious opinion, obnoxious things to say about people, right? I mean, you know, it's just a lot of nasty things that you shouldn't say about someone that supposedly you're loyal to and is your friend.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, honestly, the other idea is that if he was given full access, even if the Trump administration claims he was, quote unquote, only in the White House 20 times, well, 20 times is a lot of times to be in the West Wing.
I think so, too. When I saw only 20 times, I'm like, excuse me, only 20 times? That's a lot. So just to give
exactly.
our audience a recap.
And if he was there for two or three hours at a time and even did, you know, five interviews at a time and then did five off campus, that's a lot.
So let me just give my audience, hello audience, I'm going to give you a recap of what's happened. So yesterday, the news broke with an excerpt in New York Magazine and other places as well that Michael Wolff has written a book. What's it called? Something Fast and Fury, something like that. Some kind of book with fury in the title. And he wrote a book based on his interviews, and there's a lot of leaks from this about what Steve Bannon said about Donald Trump, what Rupert Murdoch said about Donald Trump, what Melania Trump supposedly said herself, and all of these different things. And it prompted Donald Trump to issue his own statement yesterday from Sarah Sanders, in which he completely disavowed Steve Bannon. And then also charged his own lawyers to sue, right? Isn't he suing, Ellen? He's suing Steve Bannon for what Michael Wolff said
he said
in the book.
Bannon, his lawyers are trying to get the book prevented from being published. Now, there was a book about George Bush that was prevented from being published. However, this is very different. If he has tapes, and he claims he does, then there is going to be a lot of blowback from this. And there's no way they can prevent the book from being published if there are tapes.
Well, I didn't think you could ever prevent a book from being published. Prevent a book from being published? That's called prior restraint.
I don't understand it. I'm not a lawyer, you are, but apparently there was a book about George Bush that was prevented from being published.
Well, I bet it wasn't legally prevented. I bet what happened was the publisher backed down because they were afraid of getting sued and being put out of business.
Well, that's probably true, you know.
You know what I mean?
People
I mean, that's what the Post is about. It's about the guts of publishing. You've got to have guts to publish because if you exercise your own prior restraint, if you restrain yourself, then you're basically accomplishing the opposite of what the First Amendment entitles you to do, which is to have free speech. But if you do it yourself, that's, you know.
Post, but I hear it's
nobody has.
Movie.
Well, I don't even know if it's opened yet. Yeah, no one's seen it. Only the reviewers have seen it. But you know also what I wanted to say, Ellen, did you notice that a lot of the most salacious comments that were supposedly made were made at Michael Wolff's house where he held a dinner party to which Roger Ailes and Steve Bannon came, and that's where he had all this information? The dinner party was at his house.
Right, and again, we don't know if he recorded while he was at his house either. Roger Ailes was alive and was supposedly good friends with Donald Trump. But I remember Roger Ailes telling me that he was during the convention, the Republican convention in New York, he left town. He said he did not want to be known as a Republican operative. He wanted to be known as fair and balanced, and that's what he made Fox News about, supposedly.
Well, I mean, I don't know about whether Fox News was ever fair and balanced, not fair and balanced. This supposedly took place, a lot of this, in January of 17, for what Michael Wolff is writing about. By then, Roger Ailes had been deposed himself via what happened with Gretchen Carlson. So he, you know, he had nothing left to lose, so to speak. He got his $40 million. He could say whatever he wanted. He was no longer in power, and I think he nursed a grudge against Rupert Murdoch.
Well, perhaps he did. And again, unless there's tapes, we don't really know what happened at that dinner party. And I, my guess is that there are tapes. And if that's the case, oh my gosh, this is going to be something you and I'll be talking about this for the next 5 years.
Yeah, we really will. This will, and I think Michael Wolff, if he's bragging that he has tapes, he's eventually going to be releasing the tapes, isn't he?
Oh, I think so. I think we're going to hear the tapes, and I think it's going to make our hair stand on end.
I can't wait. I can't wait. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks for calling in from Talk Media News today. All right, thank you. Let's go to some more weather and traffic. I'm Lisa Wexler. Now I promise your chance to call in at 203-661-5051. The winds are whipping up here in Westport. I'm broadcasting myself from my home in Westport due to the wonders of technology. I'm talking to the station in Greenwich, and we are both talking to you. But it is really whipping up wind-wise here. And we've been getting advice for the last 45 minutes that what we ought to be doing is putting our faucets on a trickle of cold and hot water to make sure that our pipes don't freeze. So I think I'm going to do that. My sister Jill Zarin is going to be calling in the 4 o'clock hour, and now I want to hear from you. How are you doing in this storm? I'll keep you company right here at 1490 WGCH, 203-661-5051.
Good afternoon. Very poor traveling conditions persist on the Connecticut Turnpike and the Merritt Parkway. However, if you're traveling northbound on the Turnpike from the state line up to Route 7, that's a 29-minute trip. Northbound Merritt Parkway from the state line to Route 7, also about a 30-minute ride. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International will bring hope to a child in poverty. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Jay Trelase, 1490.
Winter storm warning till 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Snow heavy at times this afternoon. Blowing, drifting snow near blizzard to blizzard conditions. Temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Snow tapers off ends tonight. 8 to 12 inch accumulation, still blowing, drifting snow, lows in the single numbers, wind chill 10 to 20 below. Sunshine, windy, frigid tomorrow, blowing, drifting snow, 10 above, more the same into Saturday. Well, with the tree damage that may occur this afternoon into tonight, you may need to have some cleanup. Call Ed the Tree Man for your total tree needs. 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman in 1490 WGCH.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. Season's greetings from your library. Did you get a fancy new e-reader, smartphone, or tablet over the holidays? If you need some advice on how to get started, or you want to learn how to fully maximize the features of your new device, stop by the Technology Training Center at Greenwich Library anytime on Tuesday, January 9th. Library staff will be available all day, offering one-on-one assistance with your device questions. Interested to see what else the Technology Training Center has to offer this winter? Visit the library's homepage at greenwichlibrary.org and sign up for the e-newsletter so you never miss a program. And don't forget, help with your new holiday gadgets will be available on Tuesday, January 9th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drop in anytime. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH.
If you're thinking about it, Lisa's talking about it.
Join the conversation. It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Thank you, those of you who have been calling in and trying to tell us exactly what's happening in your neck of the woods. We're going to go first to Dawn from Norwalk, and then we're going to hear from Jim Marpy, the first selectman of Westport, as we try and gather as much information as we can to help you today. Our telephone number, 203-661-5051, reporting from the blizzard. Dawn from Norwalk, how are you doing today?
Horrible.
What's going on? Dawn,
oh,
what's going on?
I have so much space to shovel. So at 6 o'clock, I said, I am going to be good because my husband is away. I am going to be good. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get a head start. And it was about, I would say about 3 inches. I did the whole space. I can't believe I did it. It's humongous. You have no idea. Including the sidewalk outside on the road. And then I went to bed. And then I went back out again at 12. And the snow drift at my door was like a foot high. And the I did about 15, 20 minutes. I'm not doing it again. It can wait till
Dawn,
tomorrow.
Dawn, you can't do this, Dawn. You could get a heart attack, God forbid, at doing a foot of snow. What's wrong with you?
I was trying to be good, and now my kids are all mad at me because I did not take them flooding. Can you tell them that I can't go out?
I can tell them that it's just too cold. It won't be too cold forever, but it's too cold now.
You think the schools will be open tomorrow? I'm wondering.
I think it looks like they might be, yeah. Peter Tessie, you know, he seemed to indicate there might be a delay, but they might be open. We just heard from Bob Duff. He didn't hear that they'd be closed. I think the schools will be open. It may be very cold, but I think they might be open. Maybe with a delay.
I hope so, because I need these guys away from me.
What about making hot cocoa and chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, my gosh. I made
Come on.
I made chili. It was very good, actually.
Yeah.
And chicken soup. And I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I'm just dreading tomorrow.
It's going to be okay, Dawn. It's okay, Dawn. Don't shovel too much, and don't shovel hard snow. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's much harder than it looks. No kidding.
Well, I'm just worried I won't be able to get the car out. That's what I'm worried about.
You'll be able to get the car out. You'll do it little by little. Wear gloves and a scarf. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's go to Jim Marpey, First Electman Jim Marpey, standing by in Westport. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lisa. Good to hear your voice. Normally we hear it in town hall, but it's nice to hear you.
Listen, I made an executive decision, Jim, and I closed down probate court. I didn't want any of my clerks having to brave this lousy weather this morning. I said, forget about it. You don't have to go to work today.
Yeah, well, that was nice of you. I was maybe not as nice. Town hall was open today. I did tell everybody who felt that they could make it in easily not to come in, but we were manned in most of the offices, and not much business. The good thing was Westporters stayed home, were smart enough to stay home, stay inside, stay warm, and not venture out. And frankly, most stores are closed, barely any restaurants open. So the good news as far as Westport's concerned so far is that it's been a very quiet day. I sympathize with Dawn and their drifts. I can see those building up. That's certainly going to be a problem. But at least for the moment, Westport is staying inside as we encourage them to do, and waiting out the storm.
Yeah, I'm just coming over the wire that there's a second jackknife tractor trailer reported on I-95 between exits 2 and 3 in Greenwich. So there was that northbound. So there was one on Darien.
Yeah.
There's another in Greenwich. The right and center lanes of 95 are closed. What a disaster it has to be right now to be in this blizzard on I-95. I feel sorry for those people. Really?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's terrible weather, and what do you do, and how do you undo? It's hard enough to undo a jackknife trailer, but in a storm like this, I don't know. But again, the good news is here in town, people have just stayed off the roads, which is really hardly any. There's just virtually no accidents, no significant fire calls at all. So so far, so
any
good.
Any power outages?
Not that I'm aware of. Anything could happen as the later tonight when the wind is supposed to kick up even more. But all I can say is so far we've been fortunate. We have geared up our staff to be sensitive to the fact that people may be losing power and consequently losing heat. Not today. Our typical warming centers are all closed, like the library and the senior center, but they'll be open, as far as I know, tomorrow. So if people need to get warm, there'll be places they can come to do that.
If they lose power tonight, is there a number that people should call in Westport where somebody could literally come pick them up and pick up their pets and take them to someplace warm? Should they call 911 or should they call a different number?
No, don't call 911. 911 is for emergencies only, and I really want to emphasize that. The first thing, if they lose power, is they should, hopefully they have a cell phone that's powered up. They should be calling Eversource to let them know of the power outage so that that gets taken care of. We don't really have the kind of telephone number you're talking about. What we do have is our Health and Human Services Department has a list of people who we know are potentially vulnerable for one reason or another, and we have contacted them and they know how to contact us.
So, but I guess what I'm asking, Jim, because we had Peter Tesi on in this hour, and he said, look, if you're without power and you're getting cold, there's a number you can call, and we will send a first responder to you to get mm-hmm. you. Is there anything like that in Westport?
Well, I would ask them, people, to call the not the 911 number, but the police department general number.
And okay.
Just give me a second here. I'll pull that up.
Sure. Okay.
But yes. If somebody is in that kind of situation, we would send a first responder out. But that and of course my computer's working slowly here today.
No, that's okay.
Everybody's on the network. But I'll give you the number in just a minute. But
okay. Right, we're chatting with First Selectman Jim Marpy. We're trying to give you the latest. Stay away from I-95. It's cold and it's blustery, but I-95 is closed because it's a mess because of two jackknife tractor trailers. Of course, I would never, ever want you to be going on the Merritt Parkway today. Forget about it completely.
Anyway, the general service number for the Westport Police Department is 203-341-6000. 203-341-6000, and the fire department's general number is 203-341-5000. So the dispatchers on at those locations 24/7. So that if you really feel concerned about no heat and the things that go with that, by all means, call those numbers.
Perfect. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for joining us today. I'm
very
glad Westport's quiet and calm.
Yeah, so far.
so
we
far,
don't know
so
yet
good.
About the schools. Like Peter, there might be a delayed opening. I don't know yet. We haven't decided. The thought is that the snow will stop here pretty soon, and we'll be able to get out and clean the roads, clean the parking lots at the schools, and hopefully be ready to operate tomorrow morning. But everybody should pay attention because it's possible we would delay opening.
Okay. Perfect. We'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you very much, Jim Marpy, First Selectman of the great town of Westport. Thank you. It's a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. I'm Lisa Wexler, and this is your live broadcast from WGCH. Our telephone number for you is 203-661-5051. In the next hour, we'll turn our conversation to more fun things. My sister Jill Zarin will join us. We'll schmooze a little bit about life. She's celebrating her 18th wedding anniversary to Bobby, and she's up in a beautiful, on the 30th floor of a lovely high-rise in New York where she gets to look at the snow from that angle. So we'll ask her, what does this blizzard look like from the 30th floor? You know, I rode out Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, whatever they called it. I rode that out in Jill's apartment. She was out of town, but we lost power for so long here in Fairfield County that I just took sugar and I went to her apartment where I rode out the storm and stayed there for quite a while. I had a lot of fun. Even the supermarket stayed open through Superstorm Sandy. And luckily we were north of 49th Street because you may remember south of 49th Street, New York City lost power. And that was not a fun thing for anybody. It's just a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. We've got two more hours of a live broadcast today and I hope that you're going to participate. I know that we missed a couple of calls. Someone tried to reach us from Byram. If you're listening now, please call in the next hour. I want to hear what's happening with you. I want to hear what's happening with any of you in terms of reporting in, letting us know how you're doing, staying safe out there. I'm Lisa Wexler, and this is your station, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. Again, our number, 203-661-5051. We'll have latest on this winter storm coming up in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Take a deep breath. I'm Michael Toscano.
Now we've got 13 million in a blizzard warning, but by tonight at midnight, this snow is going to be tapering off quickly.
Meteorologist Tom Sader offering some hope to beleaguered residents of the coastal northeast. At least 13 deaths blamed on winter weather the past few days. Many grocery store shelves empty this afternoon. Over 10,000 flights canceled. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner is vowing to block nominations over to the Justice Department over Attorney General Jeff Sessions, today canceling Obama administration guidelines of federal hands-off marijuana-friendly state laws. In Colorado, Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman says she isn't expecting any changes to pot policy.
We all have to take a deep breath and look at what the guidance is and let us have some conversations among law enforcement officials about priorities. But I do not see a major shift in Colorado.
California remains in resist mode. The state legislature working to keep the net neutrality rules scrapped nationally by the Trump administration.
We won't let the FCC undermine our democracy. That from a tweet by State Senator Scott Wiener after introducing SB 822 on Wednesday, which seeks to use the State Public Utilities Commission's regulations that govern telecommunications like cable and phone companies to force these companies which offer internet services to stick to the net neutrality rules. Now, the FCC still has not yet issued its final ruling on net neutrality, and it's unclear just what authority the FCC will have over the state. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Trading on Wall Street has just closed for the day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average standing over 25,000 points for the very first time in just 5 weeks after hitting 24,000, the fastest such jump ever. Private estimates that employers added 250,000 private sector jobs last month hit just before the opening bell, pushing the Dow up. The Nasdaq and S&P also with healthy gains today. I'm Michael Toscano.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Fans of the classic rockers The Doors are celebrating the anniversary of the release of the band's self-titled debut album this day 51 years ago in 1967. It's a little late, but Rhino Records will release The Doors' 50th anniversary deluxe edition on March 31st. It'll have remastered mixes of the original album plus a 1967 concert recording. It's the second annual day of The Doors in Los Angeles, the intersecting street signs for Morrison Street and Densmore Avenue being revealed in Encino in tribute to Doors drummer John Densmore and the late singer Jim Morrison. U.S. vinyl album sales now at a new record high since they began tracking them again back in 1991. Well over 14 million vinyl albums selling in 2017, with the Beatles taking the top two spots with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, followed by Abbey Road. I'm Michael Toscano.
2018 is an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
This is Charles Osgood. This holiday season, please take a moment to fight for good. Fight to put food on tables, roofs over heads, and hope in hearts. When you join my Fight for Good fundraiser at charlesosgood.redkettlereason.org, it's a great way to support the Salvation Army, which helps almost 25 million people every year. So please join me in helping to reach our goal of $500,000 to help those in your community. Call 1-833-SAL-GOOD to donate today. That's 1-833-SAL-GOOD.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere?
Travel conditions are still quite poor on the Connecticut Turnpike and Merritt Parkway. We're advising motorists to stay put, but if you're traveling the northbound Turnpike, our travel time for the state line up to Route 7 in Norwalk is 30 minutes. Travel time northbound on the Merritt Parkway state line to Route 7, 29 minutes. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat today. They inspire us to reach our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. That's Long Island Traffic Guy.
WGCH. Be inspired. This is Lisa Wexler. Every Saturday morning at 10, join us for the Accorda Scientific Excellence Award, a special program featuring the kids in our neighborhoods doing independent research in science, technology, engineering, and math. Hear from the students themselves about their discoveries, how music improves memory loss. One student invented a better bicycle. Apply free on Accorda.com, ACORDA.com. Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Phone lines are open. Call 203-661-5051.
And at 6 minutes after 4 o'clock, the latest is that I-95 is closed due to a jackknife tractor trailer going northbound. I would stay off it altogether if you possibly can. Obviously, you don't want to be going on the Merritt Parkway. We seem to be lucky. They are holding about 1,100, when I say lucky, relatively speaking, not for those 1,100 people, but so far it looks like we've managed to escape, so far, the worst of vast electrical outages. We are hearing from people that to be on the safe side, to prevent your pipes freezing, you ought to allow a trickle of water from each of your faucets to go down your sinks, particularly if you're concerned that you have your pipes within a part of your house that doesn't have much insulation. I don't know how long you're going to be doing that for, because it looks like we're entering into 3 days of frigid temperatures. But we're going to turn the conversation to something other than the blizzard, although I invite your calls at 203-661-5051. And listen, we're going to be on the air for the next 2 hours. And what that means is that if you're listening and you've already lost power and you're frustrated that perhaps Eversource or Evergreen or Ever whatever doesn't know that you're out of power, if you give us a call here at WGCH, I promise you I personally will convey to Peter Tessie that you don't have power if you're here in Greenwich. And if you're in other environments as well, give us a call and I will do my best. Peter will be calling in the show in the next hour or two as well. And believe me when I tell you, the first selectmen and women in our area, they really care. They want to hear about you. They understand. They want to hear from you, and they want to hear about you if you're not doing well in these situations. We have many first responders in our community, brave and talented men and women who are willing to assist you in case of emergency and to prevent any kind of further calamity. So you never know what can happen in a blizzard, and that's why we're here to keep you company. We are going to take your mind away from the snowfall for just a minute or two as we chat with my beautiful sister, one of the original and still best Real Housewives of New York City, my sister Jill Zarin, reporting from the 30th floor atop a skyscraper in New York City. Hey, Jilly, welcome.
Hey, sister. How are ya?
Happy anniversary, sweetheart.
I'm 18 years. Could you believe it?
18 years! I didn't realize high. You were married 2000. You made high. Yeah. You made life. Life is 18, the number 18. Yeah, you did.
I will tell you the good news is New York City, it stopped snowing. It is clear, clear, clear. I can see outside my windows. There was a while where I couldn't even see out the window. It is clear. Traffic is light. Bridges look okay. The side streets are a mess. And the avenues are a mess.
And you can see three views from your apartment. You've got unbelievable views. You can see the East River. You can see, to the Empire State Building. You can see
everything from where you are. No, we have all four views. But I will tell you that I saw the snow come in. I was up so late last night that I actually saw the first snow drop.
Really?
But, you know, I braved it, and I went to Long Island City today to play tennis. That's how dedicated I am.
You're insane.
So I took an Uber, which was amazing. I had to meet me on 2nd Avenue to get over the bridge, so I made it easy. And then coming back, I felt so bad for this poor girl. She must be 21 in a Toyota Camry. I'm like, what are you doing driving your car today? She goes, well, I'm making money, blah, blah, blah. I said, it's going to cost you more if you get a fender bender. And I said, listen, my father taught me how to drive in bad weather. I'm going to teach you. Do you know? So I said to her, maybe everyone listening, whoever's silly enough to be driving outside right now, we can discuss this, is skidding. So I said to her, I said, let me ask you a question. What do you do when you skid? And she says, I put my foot on the brake. I go,
no.
Wrong answer. No, I go,
wrong answer.
She
wrong
goes,
answer.
What? I said, because did you notice that when you put your foot on the brake? Well, actually, what I said to her when she said, I put my foot on the brake, because I said, and how did that work for you? And she said, well, I skid. And I said, well, that's why. You know, wrong answer. You need to drive out of it. You know, it's very, very hard. It's easy to say and hard to do.
Yes.
But when you get into a skid, anybody's driving today, tomorrow, the next day, or has done it already, black ice, do not put your foot on the brake. If anything,
that's
you
right.
put it on the gas gently to drive out of it. So as soon as I tell her this, we get into a little skid, nothing major, just like a slip. And I said, don't put your foot on the brake, drive out of it. And she did. And she said, oh, my God, it's such, you know, it feels so much better, like I have control. When you put your foot on the brake, you lose control of your car. You have to keep the gas on. You got to keep, well, actually, you should put nothing on, but if you need to drive out
right.
of snow.
Right, no, I keep my foot
on.
Suspended, and you try and drive
right.
out of it while your heart is
you
beating
try.
Very quickly.
Right, no, but you
yeah.
try to pump the gas. You know, the other thing I told her is pump the brake a lot so that the people behind you know that you're braking all the time. Go very, very slowly.
Oh, I put my hand. No, you know what I do? I put my hand on the hood, on the beep. I always beep. I always go into a beep when I'm going into a skid.
That scares people. I don't agree. Oh, well, you're going
well,
into a skid. Yes. No.
Yes.
When you go into a skid. No, what I'm saying is that
yes.
when we were driving in blackout conditions, she
oh,
put
I
on the hazards eventually. But Daddy always
yeah.
said you want to, when you're about to brake. You pump it.
Yeah.
Don't just put your foot on the brake. Go on, off, and it kind of gets the person's attention if they're daydreaming that you're stopping. But also give yourself twice as much room in front of you than you would normally give. So if you're normally
yeah,
three cars behind,
right.
go six cars behind.
Yep.
Because if they
yeah.
skid, you don't want to
yep.
be the damage because of them skidding. Anyway, so guess what? We got here safely, and I did my mission today. Hopefully I saved a life. So, yeah, so I went to tennis. I played 2 hours of the best tennis. Two men, two girls, me and this other girl, and we won. 6-3, 6-2, bing, bang, boom.
You beat the men?
Had a great day.
No,
it was me and a guy and a girl and a guy. So it was
okay.
mixed doubles.
Wow.
But me and my guy beat her and her guy. So there you go.
You're so
and I'm so competitive. Anyway, I
you
love
are.
Tennis. And how
I
do you feel
you do.
About tennis, my sister?
Well, I liked it a lot. I'm happy I bought my new tennis wardrobe, but I did something to my left shoulder. And
again?
I don't know if I did it in tennis. I don't know what I did. I don't know if it was tennis or I just slept wrong, but my whole arm feels like very heavy. But I would like to be able to play.
Take some Motrin. Take some anti-inflammatory.
I don't know how to manage my life to play indoors. Like, I understand how to manage to play tennis outside when the weather is good. I don't know how to manage to play when the weather is lousy.
What do you mean? There's bubbles like, all over town, no?
Yeah, but
not
it's very expensive.
It's expensive.
Very expensive.
Oh, it's
it
an
is.
Expensive sport, no question. It costs
I didn't realize
City,
that.
In New York City, to get a lesson off-peak is $190 in the city.
A
because
lesson?
You have to pay for the court, because you're paying for the court, too.
Oh, I see.
Right. So you have to pay for the court rental. The best deal is a clinic.
Yeah.
The best deal are the clinics, which are an hour and a half to 2 hours, and they range anywhere like $50-$60, and you have 2 hours. Tomorrow
okay.
I got into someone's clinic over in Roosevelt Island, who's an incredible teacher, so I'm very excited. Someone canceled
Roosevelt
and I got
Island?
In.
You're going to take the tram over there?
Yeah.
You're
I go everywhere. Anywhere there's a good game. I go to Central Park in the summer.
How do you find out about the good games?
Well, you know what? When you become a good player, they find you. So I get invited.
Jill, don't get so, you know.
No, I'm telling you. How do I get in? They invite me. I get invited.
But how did you become the good player? How did you get the games to become the good player?
Well, I have friends help me. So this one girl named Tammy, who I met a couple of years ago in the city and really, you know, pushed me to play. Come play. She organizes games in the city. She herself, she loves tennis. She plays like 4 hours a day, every day. She's a mom. Her kids go to school. She didn't work. Now she does, but she didn't. And it was like a full-time gig, and she loved organizing. She was like a control freak. So she had about 100 women on her list. She would send out an email. She would book the courts. She did a lot of work. She booked the courts at Sutton or Roosevelt, and she did all the work, and all you had to do was sign up for the games. And she didn't even make you find a sub if you couldn't play. So, like, if you couldn't play, she would even try to find a sub for you. She's amazing.
Wow.
So she's the one who got me into it to begin with. And then my friend Missy took it up a notch, and when I couldn't, you know, when I was in the city this summer, not in the Hamptons, and I was very lonely and kind of, you know, had nothing to do, she hooked me up at Central Park with this woman named Carla who runs Central Park. And I was good enough, you know, Carla liked me, so she was willing to bring me up. So she brought
That's
me
nice.
To better games. So she put me in games that I really didn't belong in, but she was my partner, and she's like a 4-5, and I'm a 3-5. So if we played with four rows, she was better, you know, better than them, worse than
what
me, and I'm
four,
the worst.
What is 4-5-3-5? What does that mean?
I don't know what the highest number is, but so if I'm a very good player now. I'm a 3-5, so I've got all my different strokes, and I can play in strategy. So I've got strategy down, and then I guess as you go up, you can hit even harder shots, well, better serves. It's just getting better at what you have. I guess a 4-0. So anyway, so she's like a 4-5. She's unbelievable. At the net, she always hits it cross court in the corner so that the person can't return it. Like right off the court, bounces right all the time, just bounces. That's why she's a 4-5. She can really control the ball. So anyway, so she played with me and she put me in games and she runs Central Park. So she made it easy for me. She'd call me out, she'd email me and she'd say, hey, you want to play Tuesday? I've got a game. I've got 8 people playing. Do you want to play? And then we play for 2 hours mixed. 8. Oh, you know who played with us? Regis Philbin, The Morning Show. What's his name? Who's the executive producer? Gelman.
Oh, Geller.
Michael Gelman.
Gelman.
So I played tennis with him, and I was so nervous because I know he's also a tennis addict. He talked about it for years. And I did. I played with him. He's excellent at the net. But I'm excellent in the backcourt. So we were a really good team, and we won. I remember we won because I was so nervous. If I didn't win, it was going to be the end of me.
Right.
Talk about pressure. So anyway, and I play with Marla Maples, who's a good friend of mine. I brought her into the group now, so now she's in the group. So everybody brings people in, and she's an excellent player. And, you know, and then once you get a reputation, I get calls. I get emailed, like I got emailed yesterday for the game today. Can you play tomorrow? Because they know that I'm good enough to play with men.
Nice.
In fact, listen, you know, this is how tennis is. I got an email from Kyle, my old tennis pro. It's a long story, but Kyle, who now moved from South Carolina to New York, and he plays socially at where I play in Long Island City. He texted me just now. He says, I heard you played great this morning. I'm like, how did he hear?
That's great, so they
talk about it. Yeah, it's great. I'm very excited. Meanwhile, Chicken, I have to tell you about some interesting things in the city that you can do living in New York City, some of the things that spoil you. So I'm dog-sitting Chicken, this unbelievable Pomeranian. If you follow me on Instagram or social media, I think I posted today a video of Chicken playing in the snow with her dog walker. So I went on an app called WAG, W-A-G, and I think it's like $20. And they come to, you put in when you want to be, when you want your dog walked. They come to your apartment, right to my door. I give her the leash. She takes the dog. You have an app that you can follow GPS, you know, like a map, that you can see where Ginger, where Chicken is walking. And then when Chicken makes a pee-pee or a poo-poo, they text you, like not, it could be a photo or whatever. They text you that she did and they mark it on the map. And then she sent me a video of Chicken running in the snow.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's unbelievable. And then they have these ways that you, they could, they put hats on them, you know, all these graphics like Snapchat, all these graphics on top of her. And then you could send it as an email. You can post it to Facebook and all that stuff. I think I tried to post it somewhere today. Anyway,
Jill,
she's so
cute.
What?
Let me just have you hold because we have a caller on the other line who wants to talk to you and wish you a happy anniversary. Bob, have we got Sean on the line?
Hello?
Let's see if we can. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show today. You can join me and my sister Jill. Hi.
Hi, Jill. You got Sean and Brian here. We saw your Instagram and wanted to support you and wish you happy.
Oh, you guys are the best. It's hard to hear you. Lisa, can you hear them?
I can hear them, yes.
Okay, fine. As long as the audience can hear them. You guys are the best. These are my friends and the event planners for my big Jill Zarin luncheon that I do.
Oh, I know Sean and Brian.
By the way, sent me flowers for my birthday last month. You guys are unbelievably thoughtful and amazing friends.
Right.
Well, we just wanted to send you some love and listen in here, and we're so happy we got through. It sounds like a wonderful show. You really are the best tennis player.
Have you seen me play? I got to start posting videos of me playing tennis because I used to post videos of me being a social butterfly, which I'm not anymore. So I'm so boring. So all I do is play tennis, and, you know, I'm home with my husband. So, we made it to 18 years.
You made it, sweetheart.
Yeah, congrats. You know, it'd be great if, I don't know if you care to share, but maybe like an awesome anniversary or memory you want to share with us that was like so wonderful. You had so much good stuff to say online.
So many stories. Well, you know, this morning what I was doing, and I don't know how to do Instagram, I swear to God. I was going through all my photos, all 50,000 of them, and trying to put all the, Bobby and I have this cute thing where I kiss his cheek or he kisses mine over the years. So I was trying to put together all these different photos from the years, and I picked out like 10, and I thought I uploaded them to Instagram, but only one went. But I'm going to do a whole bunch of posts on Instagram, hopefully, of some memories over the years. Bobby and I went on so many vacations. I'd say that's what I found most when I was going through the photos of all the trips and vacations that we took. I mean, we were busy.
Yeah,
right,
you know,
Lisa?
You really
I mean,
were. The busiest.
We were busy. The busiest. Yeah. We were running and jumping. But the Lisa, you have a better memory than me. What's a big memory for me and Bobby? I'll give you one.
Wedding day.
Oh, it was, well, it was 18 years ago today, and it was snowy also, remember? There was snow on the ground, the limo was late, I wasn't in a good mood.
I thought it was wonderful.
We had that driver, Wayne, and he was so late, he didn't get the car out in time, and I was so stressed out anyway, but it was very nice.
You wore such a pretty dress.
I hated my dress, I hated my hair,
I
hated the pictures, I hated everything.
We went to Daniel afterwards.
Yeah, Daniel, the beautiful...
You got married with the rabbi's study.
Yeah,
it's
very
beautiful.
Classy, right? Very classy. Only 20
beautiful.
People. I didn't have any friends, just family, because once you start with one friend, it doesn't end, and so
we wanted
to keep it tight. You know how I feel about weddings. Allison's listening right now. Allison knows. She knows how I feel about weddings, especially second weddings. Not. Because I'm a very practical girl like my mother raised, and I told Allie, take the money. You can have the big wedding, but take the money.
You're not going to be that lucky.
You don't think so?
No way. They're going to want the weddings, Allie and Joanna. No way.
I don't know about that. Allie's a little practical like me. She'll say I'll get both anyway. That's what she's going to say, right? But knowing her.
Well,
no, really,
something. I have a nice thing to say. You want to know, Jill?
Okay.
I posted a happy anniversary to you on my Facebook page today.
Oh, that's
And the
so
first
nice.
Person, the first person to come back and say happy anniversary was Allie's dad, Stephen Shapiro, your first husband.
I know.
How classy is that?
Today. I know. Do you know what? He texted me today, Happy New Year, but I think he meant to say Happy Anniversary.
Yeah,
so
but how classy is that?
I know. Well, Stephen and I are like Stephen and I. I mean, Stephen, even though we're not married, we're always going to be married, you know, married spiritually because we have a daughter together.
Yeah.
I mean, that never ends.
Not everybody feels that way.
Well, then they need to talk to me and they need to talk to Gloria.
Yeah.
You know, and be practical and not stupid and emotional. It's crazy. I think love and hate are so close anyway. You know, I think love and hate are kind of the same emotion, two sides of a coin. So I was going to say a memory. Some of the best years that I remember, this is all pre-Housewives stuff, was my best friend, closest friends, Caroline and Rick, when they were married, lived in New York City, and there was another couple, Frank and Carla Pellegrino, and they owned a restaurant called Baldori on 49th Street. And they also owned Rayos. And they also owned Rayos. And Bobby and I and our children, Caroline's twins and Allison, were best friends from Eunice, and that's how we met. And we took vacations together, and we really bonded. But every Thursday and Saturday night, we would go to Baldoria, and I mean every Thursday and Saturday night. And that was like Mommy and Daddy had their date night. Like, that was our date night. And, you know, we'd stay out till who knows what time. You know, we'd close the place. And those were, you know, in the days where you could smoke in restaurants. And, you know, it was really like the end of an era. Anyway, since then, the restaurant closed, and unfortunately, Caroline and Rick got divorced. Frank and Carla got divorced, and then Caroline married Frank. But that's a whole other story.
It's a whole other Housewives episode.
It's another Housewives episode. But it had nothing to do with, honestly, there was nothing going on between them during their marriages. It just happened to be they both ended, and then they, you know, ended up together.
And each other. Right.
And very happy, by the way, and I'm very happy for them. But anyway, those were memories, you know, that you can never get back, those years, that time. We had so many birthday parties, so many celebrations. After Ali's bat mitzvah, we didn't go home. We went to Baldoria, and they opened up the door at 2 o'clock in the morning and let us all in, you know, and we had another dinner there. I mean, so just, but those were really good times. And we had a boat. Bobby and I were boat people. Do you remember that?
The View.
When we first got married, right, The View.
The View.
When we first got married, we lived at Waterside, which, if anyone knows, is those big red brick buildings that are on the FDR Drive and 23rd Street on the left-hand side. There's four buildings, and my in-laws lived there, and my brother-in-laws lived there. We all lived there, all the Shapiros. It was really nice. It was like growing up in a small village. It takes a village, you know, and it was really nice. Allie had her cousins and family right there. And she went to school next door at Eunice. It was, you know, beautiful time. So when Steve and I got divorced, Bobby and I were together, and I was still living at Waterside. We had no life together. You know, he was older than I was. I was in New York. He was moving in from Great Neck, starting his life over. And we didn't know what to do with ourselves. We didn't have a place. We didn't have a history. So we needed to start and create a life together. So we look out the window, and there's a little tiny marina on 23rd Street on the FDR Drive. And I look out my window, and there are boats. And Bobby and I, like, kind of at the same time say, why don't we get a boat? And then we'll drive around to different, you know, communities, and we'll see where we land and what we like whether it's Connecticut or if it's New Jersey or if it's Long Island, and we'll have a boat. Of course, neither one of us really took into account that we don't know how to drive a boat. We know nothing about boats. It's not like having a car. So Bobby and I impulsively go to 23rd Street, meet the people from Surfside Marina, drive out to Lindenhurst, and within a day, we buy ourselves a very expensive 40-foot brand-new boat, Sea Ray. 40-foot.
Sea Ray. I remember it.
And what happened was, is because we live in New York and not Florida, good luck finding a captain. And the one or two captains that we were able to find oftentimes would not show up or at least give me the courtesy, as I've invited now four couples to go on the boat, ordered all the food and drink. And it's a beautiful sunny day that you wait all week for. And then they tell me, oh, I missed the train. Oh, I can't come in. And now we are, you know, having a party at the dock, a dock party. And it happened more than once, and I couldn't take it anymore. So I said to Bobby, that's it. I've got to learn how to drive this thing. Bobby was fine, by the way, sitting at the dock. Because if Bobby sat at the dock, that meant we weren't going to have an accident. So he was fine sitting at the dock. But I, of course, need to move. So I go out to Surfside, and I take a course called Ladies' Day in Boating. And I learn, literally, it's all about docking. That's boating. Docking and knowing how to use the GPS, the computer, which I'm very good at. Or innately good at that stuff. So I learned how, I probably docked 50 times that day with this guy named Dave Milius, who was the captain, and he showed me in, out, side. And I did it. I'm a good driver naturally. I'm a good parallel parker naturally. I understand geometry and the angles. And I don't know, I was just gifted at it. And I learned how to drive that day, and I practiced. But at the end of that day, the owner, and this was, mind you, about a month after we had bought the first boat, the owner shows me a brand new 50-foot Sea Ray that's out of the water on cement blocks that had just arrived. And it's literally like three times the price of the first boat. And even though it sounds like it's 10 feet more, it had diesel engines versus gas engines. And it was so much heavier and so much bigger. It had three staterooms. Anyway, so this is how Bobby tells the story. He pulls up in their driveway to come pick me up from the Ladies' Day in Boating to take me to the Hamptons. And he says I was doing backwards somersaults, is what he describes it, in the driveway, screaming, you know, you got to see this boat. Get out of the car. We got to buy this boat. Anyway, as I always say, and it's true to this day, Bobby has never said no to me in 18 years.
That's
and that
true.
Is the God's honest truth. And
that
anybody who
true.
Knows me will attest to it, including anniversary presents. I told him what I wanted for our anniversary. You know, he's like, am I going to start now with no?
Right.
So, and that was very modest. I just wanted something simple. Kelly Ben Simone had turned me on to some jeweler that I liked, and there's some, like, a little bracelet and ring. Nothing fancy, really. Very, very simple. But he's never said no. So he bought me, it was like a $1 million boat, brand new, out of the box. And neither one of us knew what to do with it. But I did. I learned how to drive it. I was the captain. But when we took big trips, like to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, I would hire a captain, and either they would stay on the boat with us or I would put them up in a hotel. But then eventually I actually drove us to Newport. I did the trip on my own.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable, and storms and everything. And I did it, and I loved it. And now I have a little boat. Now we have an 18-footer out in the Hamptons that is now sitting in a marina with no home to go to when we get it out. But that's another story. But we went through boating. We had about four boats, and then, over 5 years? And then I decided we needed a house. That we had outgrown the boats, and I wanted a house. Because we had gotten so big, we got to like an 80-foot boat, a full-time crew, staff and everything, and it was just too much drama with the crew. I don't know if you remember. We had drama with the crew. You always had drama with the crew. So that was it. I was done with boating. Got it out of my system. It was great.
Thank you, Jill.
Used to watch the fireworks and all that on the 4th
I
of
do.
July? Yeah,
loved
a lot of
it.
Good memories. A lot of good memories.
A lot of good memories. Sean and Brian, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
I'll see you in Florida soon, I hope.
It's 4:30. You're listening to The Lisa Wexler Show. I'm schmoozing with my sister. Let's break for weather and traffic. Jill, stay on a little bit because we have a couple more people who want to talk to you.
You got it.
So you can call in. We freed up the phone lines at 203-661-5051. It's a blizzard out there. Stay safe. Stay warm. Avoid I-95. It's closed anyway. Norwalk has suspended bus service. Metro North has reduced its service. There are emergency crews out there if you need them. So far, it seems we have avoided the worst of it in terms of power outages, but the winds are still coming. So stay safe and warm. We'll be on the air with you until 6 o'clock. My sister Jill Zarin and I schmoozing the afternoon away. You're welcome to join us at 203-661-5051.
Good evening. If you're traveling the northbound Connecticut Turnpike, travel time from the state line to Route 7 in Norwalk, 26 minutes. Travel time northbound on the Merritt Parkway state line to Route 7, 29-minute ride. And now this, Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Jay Trelace, 1490 WGCH Traffic Center.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Snow ending for tonight, an additional 1 to 2 inches. Windy and very cold with blowing and drifting snow, lows 0 to 10, wind chills as low as minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and frigid, the high near 10, some blowing, drifting snow into tomorrow night. Has the blizzard caused tree damage in your yard? Well, call Ed the Tree Man for fast professional service. Get a 10% discount now at 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
Did you know that most Eastern Connecticut State University graduates stay in Connecticut to work and raise their families? Did you know that Eastern has students from 163 of Connecticut's 169 towns? Did you know that Eastern has been named a green campus by the Princeton Review 8 consecutive years? Eastern recently made U.S. News and World Report's list of the top 25 public regional universities in the North for the first time. Eastern is affordable, yet academically challenging for its students. The best of both worlds. Students study the liberal arts and then go off campus to apply their skills from Hartford to Italy, Costa Rica to Washington, D.C. Eastern focuses on undergraduate education on a beautiful residential campus. Connecticut's only public liberal arts university with 39 majors and 65 minors. Visit Eastern on the web today.
Around the House with Steve Gladstone on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 is jam-packed with important information, preventative maintenance, and all sorts of home tips to keep your house in great shape and your family safe. We have special guests on heating, cooling, environmental issues, and we make it fun with trivia contests and prizes. Don't let that home fall apart around you. Join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Around the House with Steve Gladstone on 1490 WGCH.
If you're thinking about it, Lisa's talking about it.
Join the conversation.
Call 203-661-5051. It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show at 4:33. My sister Jill Zarin is on the air with us, and we're wishing her a happy 18th wedding anniversary, not just to you, Jill, but also to your beautiful Bobby, your beloved Bobby. We've got Dawn Holding, who would like to wish you a happy anniversary. Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the show today. Hello?
Yes.
I wanted to wish Jill and Bobby a happy anniversary.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Dawn, where are you calling from?
Maine. I'm the one that talked on Facebook that's friends with you.
Oh, Dawn.
With Lisa or with Jill?
With Lisa.
Yeah, Dawn's the one that's not well, Jill.
Oh, Dawn, yes, I think Lisa's talked about you so much. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm in bed. I'm really sick. And
I'm sorry. And your daughter?
She's doing okay. Yeah,
I'm glad.
We got a blizzard right now, so.
Oh, Dawn.
I know. You know, Lisa, I if there's anything we can do to help you, I mean, we have to do this off air, obviously. But I'm happy to talk to you to see if there's anything I can do to help you.
Oh, thank you. And I love listening to you, Lisa. And I'm so happy that Jill's on, and I hope I'll...
Dawn, how did you find
better.
Lisa? How did you find the Lisa Wexler Show?
I used to live in Connecticut, and my parents are still there, and my mom listens to her. And
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes, please spread the word.
Oh, definitely.
You know why? Because Lisa's thinking about cutting back, and we're not going to let her. Because if she doesn't go on the air every day, I'm not going to know what's going on in the world. Seriously. She's my cheating. She's the only one who doesn't have fake news. So
that's true. No fake news here.
No fake news on the Lisa Wexler Show.
No, that's very true. She's honest.
She calls it the way she sees it.
She's the real deal.
She is the real deal. Okay. Well, I'm glad you listen, and please spread the word.
Thank you. I will.
Dawn, it's so nice of you to call, sweetheart.
And I hope you feel have a good day today.
Thank
Every
you,
day.
You
know, it's a day at a time.
Right. Yes, that's true. Okay. All right. Have a good day.
You Thanks. Too. Thank Bye. You for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, Jill.
If you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Nothing.
And don't take anything for granted. Live every day. I don't want to say as if it's your last, but live every day to the fullest.
Well, that's what you do, sweetheart. That is one of your great lessons. That's one of your great lessons to me. And you know what else you've taught me? You've taught me that it's never too late to take up tennis.
It's never too late to do anything.
Well,
yes, tennis,
it might be
yes.
too late to do some things, but it's never too late to play tennis.
No. And you're great, Lisa. You're a natural athlete. I mean, you played tennis when you were in high school.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I am so not a natural athlete. I have
That's
no stamina. After 10 minutes, I can't do it. After 10 minutes, I can't breathe. What do you mean a natural athlete? Zero. But it's nice of you to say.
It's true.
Nice of you to say. How is the beautiful Bobby today?
You know, every day when you're in Bobby, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, Bobby's in hospice is And I don't know the terminology. He's living at home. We're living here together, but it's in hospice. He's not in a hospice facility, but he gets hospice services. So, you know, every day is different. Sometimes a day goes by in a minute, and sometimes a day feels like a week. Last night, you know, it doesn't matter the details. He's doing okay. You know,
guess what? We have a special caller on hold for you. Very special caller.
Hello?
Who is this?
I know who it is.
Happy
it's Allie.
Your daughter and niece.
Allie and Joanna.
They're both there.
Lisa, are we kvelling? Are we kvelling? Kvelling means, how to explain kvelling to people who don't know what it means?
It means you're shopping nachis, which is
another word. Pride.
You're feeling pride.
Wait, I need a clarification, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Me and Joanna did a deep dive into your Instagram.
Joanna and I. Go ahead.
Yes. And if I remember correctly, you were engaged on the Millennium cruise ship in 2000 and married in 2001, meaning this is your 17th anniversary.
What?
you say it was your 16th anniversary.
I don't know.
Oh, I
How do I know,
right.
Jill?
Well, it feels like 18.
2001
did I? Did I lose a year? Well, maybe I wanted it to be high, so I changed it.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Right. I was married.
That's hysterical.
Oh, boy.
You'll have to wait another year.
And thanks to nobody in my entire family even knowing, including
how
my
would we know?
It's not his fault.
How would we know?
Knows, thank you, Allie, for always checking me once again.
I got Sugar's birthday wrong. I thought that she had turned 14, and then I found out she turned 13. I got it wrong.
Okay. Allie, how old is Ginger? Allie? Well, there she goes.
I think that's it. She said what she had to say,
yep.
And she went away.
Hit and run. So the two of them, our daughters, Allie's and Joanna, are 6 months apart.
Right.
And we're both Cavelling. Allie's getting her master's degree at Sotheby's in London for the year in contemporary art, and with that, she'll either be an art dealer or start her own art advisory.
No, she's going to be an art advisor.
Advisor, or she might even do an online magazine. We'll see what happens. But
okay.
And Joanna got her.
Yeah.
Can we say where? Why not?
Joanna said they got cut off. Hold on, I'm going to tell her to call back. What do you mean? I'm not going to say unless she wants to say. I'll get killed.
The same way she works?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just say she's working at the finest consulting firm in the world, and it's like, as I was told, like the Goldman Sachs of consulting. And if you can guess what it is, call in. So that's a fun game. Anyway, we're very proud
that's
of her.
Game.
And it's going to be in health administration, like kind of health administration, which is very interesting
for
me.
No, she's
going to
be a generalist. Her master's is in healthcare administration, but she's going to be a generalist when she gets out in the world, which is wonderful, too. It's wonderful.
But she likes healthcare in particular. And then, by the way, so there's a huge opportunity in that field. And by the way, I have a list of things for Sloan Kettering that they could do to be even better than they are, which is not to say there's anything wrong. They're amazing. But like little things, like I think that the rooms need to have a board, which, by the way, I just ordered, and I suggest this for people who are taking care of loved ones at home. One of the things that patients who are like bedridden, one of the frustrations a lot of them have is that they lose control. Not only are they losing control of their body, but they're losing control of just being able to, being able to do things or get things or write things down or all that stuff. So I bought a whiteboard. What do they call it? A dry erase board. And I'm going to write down all the names of his nurses and doctors and physical therapy and occupational therapy, and also have a calendar today. You know, first of all, today is Thursday, January 4th, our anniversary, by the way.
Jill, yes. Allie says you were married on the 5th, not the 4th. You know, I thought it was
the
6th.
That's not true. It's the 4th.
Okay.
That I'm right about.
Definitely the 4th. All right,
definitely
well, she thinks
fourth.
It's the 5th. Okay,
okay,
it's the 4th.
That's
okay.
Definitely wrong.
All right, Allie's wrong about that. Okay.
Yeah, but you might be right on the year. But in any case, what I'm saying is that that hospitals need to have these boards in the room so patients know what day it is, what the weather is, who their nurse is. Because how embarrassing, you know, you feel as a patient already very disadvantaged, and you have a nurse for 12 hours, and hour 7, you don't know their name. Of course you don't know their name. You know, you don't know their name because you had 14 nurses this week, but still, it's uncomfortable because what do? You say, hey, you? Hey, you.
Wait a minute, Jill. Some hospitals do that. Hold on a minute.
That's right. Daddy's hospital did in Florida.
Daddy's hospital did that in Boca. It was beautiful.
That's where I got the idea. Because I'm like, not only that, they put the phone number of the supervisor. So the nurse knows that if they're not showing up, that you're going to call their boss. Because that was the best. So I'm just saying, so who am I going to put down as my supervisor? But I'm putting a board in my room for Bobby so he can see everything and know what's going on and goals for the day and things like that. So so it's back to the administration thing, so that the things that Joanna's learning and whatever, I can give her a whole list of things that I've got.
That's
advice
good.
For, you know,
I
I'm
know.
To write a book.
You
so, you know, Suzanne Miller wants
time.
Me to write a book. Suzanne's dying for me to write a book about this whole thing. One day, and I said, I don't think so. So I started writing notes. I started writing down, like, what I do every day. And, of course, I did it for, like, a week and stopped. It's very hard to keep up with these things, you know?
It's very hard to be consistent at anything.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why the tennis, like, is a major achievement.
You know, people who keep diaries, I have a lot of respect for, that they can maintain
diaries,
that.
Diets, anything.
Anything. Yeah, what is the average diet going to last 30 days?
I think 9.
Nine?
An average diet, that's 9 days, yeah.
God.
Most people
all
have willpower for about 9 days, and then they can't do it anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, tennis is my diet. I think I gained a few, though.
No, it is.
I'm
no
on
way,
an
you're so skinny.
Again.
Don't
yeah, no,
even
eating.
Start with me. You're so
I'm eating
skinny.
Again. started eating again. Terrible. Meanwhile, I'm taking care of Chicken, this Pomeranian I'm in love with, and I think the mother, the owner, is coming back from Israel and going to take her back. So I need to go get a Pomeranian. If anybody has a beautiful, knows a beautiful redhead Pomeranian, or wants to breed their Pomeranian boy with a beautiful redhead, let me know. We're looking for her to have babies,
is
too.
Is Chicken...
Chicken's only four, and she's not
spayed
fit.
Yet?
No, they want to have babies.
Has she got it to heat yet in front of you? Has she ever
not
had,
with me.
You know, got it
no,
to...
not with me.
No?
No, not with
wow.
me.
Wow. I didn't know she wasn't spayed. I didn't know that.
Wait, Lisa, hold on one sec. Hi, is it here?
All right, I'm going to go, Jill.
Guess what's, guess what's coming up. I'll give you one guess. Guess what's coming up in my apartment right now. One
food.
Guess. What do I order?
Food.
Right, but what?
Food. Pinkberry.
Of course, pinkberry's on its way up. Even in the rain, the snow, the sleet, or the hail, I get my pinkberry delivered wherever I am. And you know what else I'm obsessed with? This pizza company called Blaze, but the closest one is at Teterboro Airport. So I told Allie that when she lands tomorrow, she's got to go to pizza at Blaze.
You want to take one more phone call before I let you go?
Of course.
One more phone call before
I
pinkberry. All right, let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer on hold for my sister. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, it's Jen from Florida. Just want to wish you a happy anniversary, no matter what day it is.
Oh, Jen from Florida. Hi. You guys are the best. You really are.
Thank you, sweetheart.
How are you in the nice, beautiful, sunny Florida?
It's not that sunny. It got 37 degrees today.
Well, if you ever
Mommy was wearing a down jacket.
Mommy was wearing a down jacket. Oh, my God. She's insane.
Really.
But it is funny.
It is.
It is funny.
Well, I just wanted
How's your life, Jen?
Pretty good.
How are the kids going?
Kids are good. Thank you very much. They're still on break until the 8th, so, you know, pray for me.
Yeah, when do the public schools start up? Yeah, when do the public
normally
schools
on the
start
second.
Up in Connecticut?
Right.
Are you guys
normally,
up in
normally on the 2nd, right after New Year's Day.
Yeah, but what do people do who are on vacation? How do they all get back on the 1st?
They take vacation Christmas week.
Like we could. You just leave their home?
Yeah.
And kids here go back in August, so that's why it's probably so long.
Ah.
Ah.
Well, thank you for calling in to the Lisa Wexler Show.
Absolutely.
My favorite show. And by the way, you can listen to her podcast, everybody. If you have that purple icon on your iPhone, search the Lisa Wexler Show, subscribe to it, and on iTunes and all that, give her 5 stars. Let's move her up.
And you
thank
listen
you.
To it,
get more followers.
You can listen to it wherever you are. So bye.
I
thank
do.
Thank you.
I
the 5 stars.
And I just thank discovered you. Bose headphones. Do you know about these? Not Bose. Beats. They're these little things that you curve around your ear, and they're cordless, wireless, and they just kind of go on your ear, and you can, and I listen to everything now using those.
My really? Name. Beats? How do you spell that?
B-E-A-T-S. But I go on wish.com, and I get it for a fraction of the price. Go to wish.com. Well, you know.
You know all
I have
the shortcuts.
So much time. I have so much time on my hands these days.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't. That's the irony. I'm busier now than ever, but not doing the kinds of things you want to do. That's for sure. Mm. But anyway, I'm so happy Bobby's here. I'm so happy we're together. We hold hands in bed. We do. Well, he's on the hospital bed, but I'm next to him. We hold hands. We watch movies. You know, it's the best, really kind of, in one way, the best time of our life because that's all we're doing is together. You know, we're not focused on anything else.
Right.
Quality.
Just watch movies. Good.
Well, talk and, talk. But every time I leave the room, Bobby says to me, he thinks I'm gone for like the whole day. He's like, are you coming back tomorrow? I don't know if he's kidding or serious. Like, I'm like, Bobby, I'm just going to the kitchen. I'm not leaving.
Oh.
I know. Oh. Hi, Bobby. Anyway, I'll be posting some great pictures and memories today once I get my act together. I was supposed to do it this morning, and I didn't. But have a great show, and
thank
if you,
you
need
sweetheart.
Me, I'm always there for you, my sister.
I love you. I love
All
you
right,
guys.
I love you. And everybody
Happy
stay safe. Thanks,
you
love.
Bet. Thanks, Jen. Bye. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to weather and traffic. You're listening to the Lisa Wexler Show. We've had a wonderful interlude, a great afternoon schmooze with my sister Jill Zarin. We'll return for more of the news, the weather, the things that are happening in our community and beyond. Give us a call at 203-661-5051. Let us know how you are riding out the storm. You're listening to your local radio station, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Travel conditions still very poor on the Turnpike and Merritt Parkway. However, if you're traveling the northbound side of the Connecticut Turnpike,
Our travel time from the state line up to Route 7 in Norwalk is 22 minutes. Travel time northbound on the Merritt Parkway from the state line up to Route 7 is 35 minutes. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Jay Trillo.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Winter storm warning comes to an end late tonight. Snow tapering off and ending an additional 1 to 2 inches before all is said and done. Windy and very cold, with areas of blowing and drifting snow, lows 0 to 10, the wind chill near minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, some areas of blowing and drifting snow, the high around 10, the wind chill minus 15, and mostly clear, breezy, blustery cold, 5 to 5 below for tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
Are you looking to cut costs without sacrificing quality? If so, Onboard Services is waiting for you. Onboard Services takes the administrative hassle of running a business off your hands. From payroll to benefit plans, hiring, and outplacement, Onboard does it all. Onboard has trained specialists to provide your organization with employees based on the skill sets you desire. A family-run business for over 40 years, including clientele among Fortune 400 companies, Onboard is experienced in over 100 disciplines. For temporary and long-term help, or if you just want to save money without dismissing your current employees, do what the experts do. Call Onboard Services right now. Call 609-945-8009. That's 609-945-8009. Or on the web at www.obcc.net. For a special offer, mention WGCH. Take the hassle out of running your business so you can concentrate on the bottom line. Call Onboard Services today.
WGCH.
Join us for Marvels of China, Pathways to the Pacific Rim, every Saturday morning at 10:30 on 1490 WGCH. Marvels of China is a colorful, lively international perspective featuring news of business, educational, and cultural events and reveals historical and cultural ties between America and China. That's Marvels of China, every Saturday morning at 10:30 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
What happened today
is what we're talking about now.
It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
Join the conversation by calling 203-661-5051.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Wasn't that fun? Don't you love it when I get to schmooze with my sister? I love it. 9 minutes before 5 o'clock, 203-661-5051. It's a very special time right now in life for her. And you know, you just have to live it day by day. But the one thing I want to say about my sister is that of all the people I know on the planet, in the world, nobody has managed to make the most out of every day the way Jill has. She just has managed to make the most out of every day, every day. She packs a lot into it, and it's usually a lot of fun. And that's a great thing to have in a sister, because my sister brings fun to my life. I bring the news to hers, and the news isn't always fun. But she brings fun to mine. 203-661-5051 is our number for you to call in and be part of the show. And tell us what's on your mind. I'd like to know. How are you riding out the storm today? What are you making for dinner? And when I say for dinner, I mean F-A-D-I-N-N-A-H, for dinner. Yes. The New York accent comes out a little bit more strongly when I speak with my own family. I wonder why that is. Anyway, 203-661-5051 is our number. We have an announcement that Weston has already announced that they are closing schools tomorrow due to snow. I don't have an announcement for you about anything here in Greenwich, but we'll probably be speaking with Peter Tessie in the next hour, so we'll likely hear if there is any news about that. Bridgeport Public Schools is opening at least a two-hour delayed opening tomorrow because of the storm. That is expected to be reassessed. It might even be later than that. Let's see what else I want to tell you. There's a lot going on around our area, a lot of updated news, a few minor incidents in and around Westport with a few power outages that seem to have been repaired almost immediately. The flooding that might have happened around Saugatuck did not, in fact, happen. Thank goodness the high tide did not coincide with the worst of the storm. I-95 southbound was closed between exits 10 and 9 in Darien and Stamford a few hours ago, but then it was also closed northbound between exits 2 and 3 in Greenwich, and I'm not sure as of this moment as to whether or not it's been reopened. I will double check for you. Governor Malloy has said that he is not going to order any crews to go out and fix any lines while there are still heavy winds. Heavy winds defined as winds 30 miles an hour or greater. So it is unfortunately the case that if you do lose power, it might be a while before a crew is sent out to fix it. Hopefully it will not be too long. From the experts that we've assembled on this show, we've been advised that if you're afraid that a certain portion of your home might be colder than other portions, and there might be a bathroom there or any plumbing or pipes, that you may want to put both your cold and hot water on just a little bit, drip, drip, in order to forestall any leakage, any freezing of the pipe itself. And you know, one of the feng shui, one of the big things in feng shui is that if you have any leak in your house or any leaky faucet in your house, that it literally drips the energy out of your house. It's like one of the worst things that you can do for your energy in your life if you're a feng shui disciple. You have to immediately fix all leaks because there seems, in their theory, the literal leaking of water leaks out the psychic and important emotional energy in your life. That's the way they think about it anyway. So I'm thinking to myself, I think I don't really have like OCD. We use that word very cavalierly in the world. But it would bother me to have a leaking faucet unless I really had to have a leaking faucet. We'll have to see. We'll have to monitor. It's supposed to be very, very bitter cold tomorrow and Saturday. So the bottom line is maybe we're better off opening our faucets in order to prevent our pipes from freezing. That's something for you to decide. Let's see. In other towns around our area, Bethel has not opened any centers for residents without power, and the town hall, library, and schools are closed today, but there also have not been any calls for anybody that does not have heat. We are still, let me see what else I can give you in terms of the latest. There's a lot going on here. We are still very lucky. We seem to have avoided any kind of mass power outages, the kind that we have been unfortunately used to. This storm, by the way, has been described by weathermen as equivalent to a Hurricane Force 1 storm. Because of the combination of wind and snow, it has been described as a Hurricane Force 1 storm, even though it doesn't look like a hurricane, and we don't think of it as a hurricane. But that is, in fact, the way it's been described by weather people. If you're thinking
what's
about
the distinction
around,
between that and a blizzard, if I may jump in here?
It's a very good question, and let me see if I can find out. But that's where I saw it. CNN reported. Let me just see here. See, a dreaded bomb cyclone is pummeling the East Coast, hurling blinding snow and wind gusts akin to a Category 1 hurricane. It has to do with the wind gusts. They're saying because the wind gusts are as strong as 80 miles an hour, it's like enduring a weak hurricane except getting blasted by snow instead of rain. I agree with you. Isn't a blizzard by definition force winds over 70 miles an hour? Isn't that what a blizzard is?
I didn't know there was a number attached to it. But there has to be wind involved for it to be a blizzard, that's for sure.
There has to be wind involved. So yeah. I guess because of the force of the winds, they're calling it a Hurricane 1.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
All right.
Yeah.
It's got that bombogenesis going on, so.
It's got that bombogenesis, that crazy bombo thing going on. And it's really extraordinary how much snow, Bob, people have gotten down south.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They're freaking out.
Let me tell you, I went to school in Baltimore for 4 years. And when we got an inch of snow, the entire city shut down. There were no classes at Johns Hopkins University.
Well, I bet the town didn't have any plows.
Any precipitation. No, but the point, that's what I'm trying to say. South of the Mason-Dixon line, they don't know from snow.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine they're looking at 3 to 5 inches. They're, you know, it's wild. It's a freak storm.
Yeah.
It's a freak storm. In the meantime, more than 3,100 flights have been canceled today altogether. At New York City's LaGuardia Airport, 90% of flights were canceled today. American Airlines suspended all departures from Boston. Let's see. There's a lot of people who lost power in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. At least 11 major school districts were closed, including New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Providence, Rhode Island. In Connecticut, pretty much we've closed down the state, I would think, today. And Governor Malloy has urged residents to stay off roads. The only road, the only person that I've seen on our road has been a snowplow. And I have seen not only the town snowplows, but some of the private plows that are coming on. It looks like we got more snow than was expected, a minimum of 6 inches most likely in our area, where initially it was supposed to be a little bit less than that. And they call it this bombogenesis, a bombogenesis defined as an event with a pressure drop of 24 millibars in less than 24 hours, whatever that means. I mean, am I a meteorologist? Do I know?
I don't know.
But we're coming up on 5 o'clock. Stay tuned for the next hour. You're listening live. I'm Lisa Wexler, joined by Bob Small. Thank you, Bob, for making it into the studio. Otherwise, we couldn't be doing the show today.
Right. I'm just not thinking about the trip home. That's all.
Don't think about it. You'll be safe.
Like.
Don't think about it. We've got one more hour live right here at 1490.
The Voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Avoiding a shutdown, I'm Michael Toscano. Whiteout conditions in Boston and New York. 13 deaths from the winter blast the last few days. Over 12,000 flights now canceled along the coastal northeast. The snow and cold extending from Maine as far south as Georgia this afternoon. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says airports have become a refuge.
Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia Airport, the runways are closed. The terminals are open for people who are stuck at the airport.
The heavy snow and winds expected to start dying down overnight. In Washington, another government shutdown deadline looming, but Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says negotiations are going well.
We're in intense talks about trying to deal with all of these issues, obviously spending caps, with a particular emphasis on meeting the needs of the Defense Department.
President Trump will host congressional leaders of both parties next week to work on immigration reform, including DACA, protecting the Dreamers brought here illegally as children.
The Republicans want to see it work out very well. If we have support from the Democrats, I think DACA is going to be terrific.
The state of Colorado will fight Trump administration plans to crack down on states where marijuana is legal now. The Justice Department today canceling the Obama-era policy of hands-off. Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman defending legal pot.
Citizens of the state of Colorado made it clear when they passed Amendment 64, and that became part of our state constitution, that this was what they wanted the law in Colorado to be.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he'll block nominations to the Justice Department over this. Stocks continuing their record run on Wall Street. Major indexes hitting record highs as the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 152 points by the closing bell and topped 25,000 for the first time. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. The Nasdaq added 12. New figures show NFL games took another big ratings dip during the 2017 regular season. The average audience down 10% from 2016, which was off 8% from 2015. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you, and minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-954-0405. 800-954-0405. 800-954-0405.
Scientists believe China's first space station will re-enter Earth's atmosphere in March, but we don't know exactly where or in how many pieces. John Stolness warily watching the skies for us.
Most believe the Tiangong-1 station will crash to Earth somewhere between 43 degrees north and 43 degrees south latitudes. Most of that area is covered by water, although some areas in that zone include multiple states in the U.S. However, those analysts believe the odds of that station crashing into a person are quite small, about a million times smaller than the odds of winning the Powerball. The Earth's atmosphere is expected to burn up and break apart much of the 9.4-ton, 34-foot-long station into smaller pieces. Only one person has ever been struck by falling debris from space, a woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when a Delta II rocket hit her on the left shoulder in 1996. She was not seriously injured. I'm John Stolness.
Well, just remember, somebody eventually wins the Powerball. I'm Michael Toscano.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay...
Good evening. Travel conditions not up to snuff as of yet. With that being said, if you're traveling the northbound turnpike, travel time 24 minutes from the state line to Route 7. Travel time north on the Merritt Parkway from the state line to Route 7, 22 minutes. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Jay Trelase, 1490 WGCH Traffic.
WGCH 1490.
Be inspired. This is Lisa Wexler. Every Saturday morning at 10, join us for the Accorda Scientific Excellence Award, a special program featuring the kids in our neighborhoods doing independent research in science, technology, engineering, and math. Hear from the students themselves about their discoveries, how music improves memory loss. One student invented a better bicycle. Apply free on Accorda.com, ACORDA.com. Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Phone lines are open. Call 203-661-5051.
And it's 6 minutes after 5 o'clock in this next and last hour of the Lisa Wexler Show Live. We're so happy to be with you today. Keep you a little bit of company. Luckily, it looks like most of us still have power, which means we still thankfully have heat. The latest is that there seems to be another terrible accident on I-95 up toward the Milford But it looks as if I-95 in our neck of the woods in Greenwich has been reopened after a jackknife tractor trailer. If you were needing to use the Norwalk Transit, they have shut that down as of noon today. No luck there. We have an accumulation, it looks like, of about 6 or so inches outside. That would be my thumbnail anecdotal guess. The snow plows are out and around and moving in our area. Some of the schools are closed tomorrow already. We know that Weston, for example, has announced that there will be no school tomorrow. We haven't heard yet from Greenwich or Westport about any delays. There may, in fact, be delays. Bridgeport has announced a delay. In this hour, First Selectman Peter Tesey will check in with us again to give us any latest updates on what's happening with the storm. And my advice to you is try not to be a hero. Don't be such a stalker, as we would say. Don't try and assume that you're in fantastic shape and you can plow out your driveway and your pathway and your walk. Maybe just a little bit for your doggie to get out. That's what we're going to have to do with Sugar. Poor Sugar was so cold this morning. She went out to do her business and came in and shivered for 30 minutes. And that's as I was holding her in blankets and towels. You know, she doesn't have as much hair as she used to have because she's been taking this medicine called prednisone, which is a steroid, and the long-term use causes hair thinning. And so she can't, her little body doesn't have the blanket over it that it used to have. So the other thing really to be aware of is that in the next few days we're going to have bitter, bitter cold outside, the kind of cold that can sneak in. And as we heard from Sam Cantrow, frostbite is something that sneaks up on us, can sneak up on you, and the numbness of it can be actually a sign that the cold is going into your body in an irreversible way. So the bottom line is bundle up and cover up, and unless you really have to be outside, you really don't have to be outside.
I can tell you a dog story from this weekend.
Yeah?
Seeing you mentioned sugar. My nephew took one of the dogs out for a walk on Sunday. It's a small pit bull mix, and he ended up carrying her back because he says they got about halfway down the street and she just laid down and wouldn't move.
She laid down.
Yeah. It was
good for her,
too
though.
Much for the paws, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I figure maybe the salt on the road as well was bothering her paws. Who knows?
You know, the salt for the paws can burn the paws.
Yeah.
We don't realize that, but that's true. It can be burning for the paws. So we're told, actually, when we come inside with our dogs, we should wash off their paws from being outside to get rid of that salt that gets in between on the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's a good point that you raised, Bob. I forgot to mention that. That's important, too. Speaking of dogs, you know, yesterday I reported on that terrible story of the dog that was found frozen dead in its own feces in the dog. So today they found the person.
Oh.
And they arrested her. We were told that she was already incarcerated, so it's a weird story. But her name is Michelle Bennett. She's 50 years old. She was charged with cruelty to animals. She maintained that she had found a place, safe place for this dog to be. Obviously, that wasn't the case. Such a terrible story.
Yeah.
I hate that story. Terrible story. See if I can find some other stories here. But this was reported. Yeah, she was charged with animal cruelty. Hartford police announced the charge against 50-year-old Michelle Bennett today. 3-year-old male pit bull was found chained inside a doghouse in the backyard of his city home. It was frozen solid. Yeah. Bennett was being held on bail and could not be reached. Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can find some good news to report. That's lousy news. By the way, have you heard about a new trivia game show that is sweeping the country in an enormous fad-like way that's played on the internet? It was founded by this guy named Scott Rogowski of Harrison, New York, who plays it out of his Westchester home. And what you do is you go online, you download his app. It's called HQ.
Oh, I have heard about this.
You've heard about this?
Yes.
You download the app at 3 o'clock every day. It's 3 and some other time, but I know for 3 o'clock. You get ready, and if you can answer the 12 trivia questions in a row, you win money, theoretically. It's not a lot of money. But when I played, it was sort of sweeping our family like a big fad. So I played with our family in Florida. There were 600,000 people playing at the same time.
Wow.
And I think we got up to question 6 and then we lost, you know, because they're trivia questions. Either you know them or you don't.
Right.
And you only have 10 seconds, so either you know them or you don't. He tries to make them that you have to do it fast enough that you don't have the time to look it up on Google. But anyway, it was fun, and I'm gonna try and interview the guy because he's doing this out of his house in Harrison, New York, and I just think it's a cool thing. It's a new fad. HQ, you can win money, not a lot of money because you have to split it. So sometimes he says the prize is $2,000, but if there are 600,000 people playing and maybe 20 of them get all 12 of them right, you're splitting the $2,000 with the 20 people who got it right. It's a cool thing.
A lot of games are coming back into play. You know, Ellen DeGeneres is hosting a game show on Tuesday nights, I believe now, that is really wild.
I think I saw it. I think it's like Operator, right?
Like Operator.
They wear these big ear headphones.
Well,
and
a lot of things like
that.
Yeah, there's many different like games, but there's the physicality involved is more than I've seen in a lot of games before this.
Remember Beat the Clock years ago? Remember Beat the Clock? That was all physical stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was with Jack Nars or Jack Parr. Not Jack Parr. Jack Nars, I think, was his name. Yeah, we spend too much time watching television in our in our life. We like it. We like TV. You know what? You know what's really creepy? To watch the old Family Feud episodes with Richard Dawson. Because
that's creepy. I guess I'm creepy.
No, it's creepy to see the way he has these women in a vice and insists that they kiss him.
Yeah.
Do Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wouldn't be happening today.
It wouldn't. Not only wouldn't it be happening today, but you can see the women cringe even then. But because of peer pressure, you know, because they're out in the spotlight and he's really insistent that they kiss him, they always give in. And you can see how they're trying to squirm away from him. And they can't get out of it. And now when you look at it, you look at it and you say, you know, today somebody might call that a sexual misconduct because it's then, icky.
He's not doing it in private or behind closed doors in any way. It's right out in the open and the whole world watches him do it.
Yeah, but it's part and parcel of having to play the game. He's not doing it to the men. He's only doing it to the women.
Imagine if he did it to the guys too. Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is he's only doing it to the women.
Yeah.
You know, did you know that Richard Dawson ended up marrying one of the contestants on Family Feud?
No.
Yeah, it's a true story. He did. So he was always looking to see who he could date and who he could fool around with. And even on Match Game, remember Richard Dawson was like the big player on Match Game?
Match Game was
Gene Rayburn?
Is one of my favorite
Gene
games
Rayburn?
Ever.
Yes. I love Match Game. Yeah. We all love Match Game. Yeah. Match Game 73 with Gene Rayburn and Brett Summers and all those people.
And 74 anyway, and 75 and 76.
Right.
And-
right. It was a good game. But Richard Dawson was the guy, remember? Because he was the guy they always picked to do the match.
Yep.
He, if you watch today, Bob, and you watch it with today's eyes, you can see a lot of the time he's trying to make out with the contestants. He's trying to ask them out for dinner. He was really a lech, you know. He just was. But, I mean, the way he was trying to forcibly kiss the women, and even at that time it was a little bit controversial, but the women were told they were overreacting if they didn't want to kiss him. So they were the ones that were told that they were just, you know, being prudish or they were, you know, that they were overreacting. And today I don't think it would happen that way.
Yeah.
I don't think it would happen.
I agree.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, it's a quarter after five. Let's go to some weather and traffic. We're giving you updates. You're listening to the Lisa Wexler Show. Bob Small is accompanying me today because he is intrepid. Our intrepid Bob Small, who's been in the studios on Lewis Street since early this morning. You're listening to 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere at 203-661-5051. Coming up, I'll give you the latest on all the gossip around Michael Wolff's new book, including the lawsuits and the threats and the new publication date. Stay tuned.
Good evening. Travel conditions not up to snuff as of yet. With that being said, if you're traveling the northbound turnpike, travel time 24 minutes from the state line to Route 7. Travel time north on the Burrard Parkway for the state line to Route 7, 22 minutes. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Jay Trelase, 1490 WGCH Traffic.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Winter storm warning comes to an end late tonight. Snow tapering off and ending an additional 1 to 2 inches before all is said and done. Windy and very cold with areas of blowing and drifting snow. Lows 0 to 10. The wind chill near minus 20. Tomorrow mostly sunny and windy. Some areas of blowing and drifting snow. The high around 10. The wind chill minus 15. And mostly clear, breezy, blustery cold 5 to 5 below for tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
Having a child with a learning disability is not easy. Winston Prep knows that. Until now, when your son or daughter was ready for high school, you've had few choices. Either send him away to boarding school, where he'll get that special attention he needs, or you take a shot at the local public high school, where you'll spend so much time trying to get them to provide enough support. But now there's another option. The Winston Prep School, located right in Norwalk. Winston Prep School is the only day high school for kids with learning disabilities. Actually, they start at grade 6, going through grade 12. Every child benefits from the Focus program, a daily one-on-one instructional session. Winston's highly trained teachers instruct kids with both language-based and nonverbal learning disabilities. If you're a parent who wakes up every morning and says, "What can I do today to make my kid's life a little better, to increase her chances of success?" then give Winston Prep a call at 203-229-0465. That's 203-229-0465. Or sign up for one of their upcoming open houses. Winston Prep may be the answer you've been looking for.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way.
From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, learn all about it on Greenwich Matters every Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
What's on your mind?
Lisa wants to know. Call 203-661-5051 and join the conversation. It's the Lisa Wexler Show.
At 19 minutes after 5 o'clock, you already know about the harsh cold and the biting winds ad nauseum. What can I tell you? I can tell you that it's a lousy day. Darkness has fallen. It looks like it's going to get even colder than it's been for the next couple of days. And stay tuned to this show and to this this radio station, as well as other avenues of communication in order to find out about school tomorrow and other up-to-the-minute road closings and things like that. But the first selectmen in our area are urging you to stay off the roads unless you absolutely have to be on them. Let them do their jobs. Let them plow. And then we'll all get back to our regular routine as soon as possible. Our telephone number is 203-661-5051. If you'd like to call in and tell me how you're doing, how you're riding out this blizzard today, I'd love to chat with you. 203-661-5051 on a Thursday afternoon. So just turning to another subject for a minute, Michael Wolff has written a book called Fire and Fury. And an excerpt of that book was published in New York Magazine, which I urge you to read, which, by the way, you need the popcorn and the chocolate. It is such a good read. Reading it, it's like watching a great movie because it's unfolding in such a soap opera kind of way. And a lot of what Michael Wolff is talking about is based on his own interviews and his own private conversations with people in the highest echelons of the Trump campaign and of the Trump administration. He talks a lot about what happened before the election and right after the election. According to Michael Wolff, nobody expected to win in Donald Trump's orbit, and nobody really wanted to win. And nobody really wanted Donald Trump to win, if you believe Michael Wolff. If you believe Michael Wolff, Melania Trump cried when she heard that they won, and not in a good way. She was looking forward to getting back to her life, to resuming her own life. According to Michael Wolff, Donald Trump himself never expected to win and thought of his campaign as a win despite expecting to lose, because he thought it would enhance his brand. He would become, quote, a martyr to the Hillary Clinton story. He thought that it would make his daughter Ivanka and his son-in-law Jared more rich and famous than ever before. Kellyanne Conway was interviewing with major networks to become a major media superstar. And everybody in and around the orbit of the Donald Trump's highest echelons of his campaign was looking forward to, after the loss, to trying to create it to be a personal win for themselves. After Donald Trump won, everyone was stunned. Melania Trump was dismayed. But according to Michael Wolff, it didn't take long before Donald Trump himself switched gears and started to think of himself as somebody who could do the job, and who could do the job well, and who was meant to do the job. And then Michael Wolff starts to talk about what it was like in those first days of trying to put together an administration. Now, throughout all of this, there are conversations detailed between Roger Ailes and Steve Bannon. And these conversations supposedly took place at a townhouse in Greenwich Village. That townhouse in Greenwich Village was the townhouse in Greenwich Village that was owned by Michael Wolff himself, and he held that dinner. Janice Min just tweeted that she was one of six people at that dinner that evening, remembers it well as an astonishing night, and says that Michael Wolff's book is utterly accurate in every respect. Michael Wolff has said that he has tapes of what people said to him, both in the White House interviews and elsewhere, and that he can prove that he is not misquoting or misattributing anybody in his book. But these allegations and these sayings are so provocative, are so incendiary, are so deeply offensive to Donald Trump that he has demanded that a publisher, that the publisher of Michael Wolff's book, halt the release of the book, threatening to seek, quote, substantial monetary damages and punitive damages. And in response to that threat, the publisher has, in fact, moved up the publishing date. The publishing date was supposed to have been, I think, January 8th. It's been moved to tomorrow. And in fact, if you want, you can buy a copy of Fire and Fury on Amazon right now, because I did earlier today with my husband, because I'm dying to read the book. So Donald Trump, hastening to say that not as an arm of the government to censor, but rather as a private citizen trying to stop the book because of alleged defamation, will utterly fail at that, because the publisher is fighting back and publishing the book sooner than expected because of the, quote, unprecedented demand. So if there's one book that you want to read to understand the political intrigue, it's going to be Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury. Let's turn now to Peter Tesi, who's been on hold, and I appreciate that, returning to the show today, twice in one day, our first selectman of Greenwich. Hey, Peter, welcome back.
Thank you, Lisa. I was intrigued by what you were saying about the book, and it's quite interesting.
It's going to be something, huh?
You had me on the edge of my seat. I had not been following that.
I'll tell you what. If you read the excerpt in New York Magazine, you're going to want to buy the book.
All right. Well, I will make sure I do that.
Okay. All right. So tell us, how is Greenwich, Peter? How are we doing?
So things in terms of the weather are winding down. If you look out your window, you'd like to see that there isn't a lot of snow coming down and there isn't a lot of bluster. The temperatures are dropping, and we anticipate, winds may kick up overnight. The good news is, since we spoke last, according to the Eversource energy outage map, there are now only two customer outages in the town of Greenwich. And in comparison, in your hometown of Westport, there are only 15. So far, people's power has remained on, and, I think we've come through the first half
lucky.
Of the storm well.
Lucky. Yeah, very lucky. Now, you say this, is the second half going to be the cold, or are we expecting more significant winds?
I think it's primarily the cold and then the winds. The combination of those two will make it, dangerously cold out, for which people need to take extreme precautions and limit their exposure. I expect we'll be hearing shortly from the Greenwich Public Schools as to their intent for tomorrow. And, a lot of it is contingent upon road passability and then accessibility to the school properties, and then all the bus stops. We have to take into account the buses have to be able to traverse the roadways and be assured that their passengers are going to be in a safe location. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I can just tell you I am not privy to it, but there's no firm decision has been made at the moment. But I know they'll be looking at this all over the next, six hours.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of snow accumulation, we've seen a lot worse, Peter, right? A lot worse.
No doubt, yes. And it's, hard to measure this because of the way the wind was blowing, so.
Yeah. Maybe we got lucky. I don't know that the rest of the state got so lucky. It looks like northern part of the state getting a foot or more of snow, not so lucky. But maybe this time we avoided the worst of it. I hope so.
I hope so. It's still early, though, for the winter, so we'll look forward to...
For the winter, yes, for the winter. And let me ask you something as first selectman. How much does Greenwich allocate towards these kind of snow events in terms of actual dollars as part of the budget? How do you figure this out?
We base it on an average, looking at, what is projected, using things like the Farmer's Almanac, then past years. And that's how they developed the snowfall removal budget, which is in our Public Works Highway Department. Of course, we've exceeded the annual rate, which we budget, for, 36 inches, and we've gotten 50. Naturally, that means we go in for interim appropriations to cover that shortfall.
And how many people in town are charged with clearing the town, with clearing the roads?
If you combine upwards of public works, highway, and then our parks department supplements in the area of town facilities and schools, well over 100.
That's pretty good. Do we have 100 plows in Greenwich? Do we have that many plows?
Well, you run small equipment. You have people out on sidewalks who are, you know, managing snow blowers and things. So, and then sometimes you have two in the truck for safety. And of course, yeah. You have shifts, so you're not necessarily always running everyone at the same time.
Right. So I'm just curious, as the town first selectman, basically managing the budget of the town, where does the overage come from when you're under budgeted for something like this? Like, where does the money literally come from?
We set up a contingency fund as part of the fund balance, and it's precisely for that purpose. When you have the unforeseen arise, you have a place to go to offset it. Of course, municipalities can, you know, spend down. They can't run a deficit, so they have to make it up. And oftentimes communities who do tax in the next year for it. We've never had to do that, but clearly, you know, weather events are the big variable.
Yeah, they really are. Hey, by the way, have you we haven't spoken since the new tax bill was put into effect. And last night I was watching on television a Board of Finance meeting from the town of Westport, and the chair of the Board of Finance, Brian Stern, who's a Democrat, because it's Democrat-controlled right now, so he opened, and he gave a little bit of a speech about how Westport needed to be very careful about its budget in light of the reality of the fact that, you know, no longer were state and local taxes deductible. And he and everybody else on the Board of Finance really took the time to say that this was a very significant thing that happened in terms of the federal government's change and trying to still create incentives for people to move here and to stay here. And that he, as, you know, the head of the Board of Finance, was very cognizant of any kind of, you know, reassess any kind of change that would cause taxpayers to have to pay more money. And I was just wondering, you as first selectman of Greenwich, how did you view and how do you view as first selectman this new change which will separate the deductibility of federal taxes versus state?
Well, I think it's another challenge that we're confronted with in terms of managing our finite resources, the money we collect from our residents to pay for the services, that, you know, we just have to be more cognizant of that and continue to adhere to conservative fiscal practices. And, you know, clearly we've lost all of our state aid, so, you know, we know we're getting no support from the state. We know that there's the potential for assignment of obligations that the state had been paying to the towns. Now, our residents are not able to have the deductibility over a certain amount. Clearly, we're wanting to be sensitive to that because we don't want to put them in a position where they say, you know, enough is enough. We're going to pack our bags and go elsewhere. Obviously, we're going to look for that in time in terms of if we see that happen. But it's not just going to be Greenwich. It's going to be regional, yeah. New York, New Jersey. I was on a call with the rating agencies today who were assessing Greenwich for its debt issuance for the next, you know, year. And that was brought up as, you know, a point that, you know, everyone's aware of. So it definitely was not Northeast friendly.
Yeah. You mean this tax bill?
Correct.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah. And did the rating agency indicate that the ratings of Greenwich will be negatively impacted because of that?
No, No, because it's going to have more of a broader impact than just Greenwich. So, you know, if it was just isolated to Greenwich, yes. But you're talking about impacts to many of the states here in New England. You know, New York, but New Jersey.
Yeah. Statistically, Greenwich has the lowest mill rate in Connecticut. I wonder, I don't know that you would know this offhand, but I wonder how many households in Greenwich actually are over the $10,000 threshold.
Oh, that I don't know. I would surmise quite a few.
quite a few, though, yeah. Even with it being the lowest mill rate.
Yes.
Yeah, because the assessments are high, because the property values are high. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, a house that may be worth $1.5 million, maybe, what, will have... Or $1 million, let's just say. $1 million will have a $700,000... assessment, right?
So and what's the mill rate in
11 mills per thousand.
Yeah, so you're about $8,000 more or less.
Yeah, so you figure anybody's house who's over what $1.5 million starts to lose deductibility on, you know what, everything over $10,000, I believe, is we're allowed to deduct $10,000.
Yeah. And there are a lot of houses in Greenwich that are worth over $1.5 million.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one way to just do a quick and dirty assessment of it.
Yep.
And,
sure.
And in Westport, too. I mean, as you said, it's a salient point to be talking about.
Yeah. I was impressed that the Board of Finance just, you know, opened up their meeting to talk about it. In other words, before getting to the line items of life, they just wanted to send a message to the community that they were going to be very careful. And actually, what happened was, and I'm sure you know this, but like the Board of Ed controls the lion's share, at least in Westport, the Board of Ed controls the lion's share of the town budget. And so basically the Board of Finance was talking to the Board of Ed cryptically to say, don't just hand us a budget that you haven't gone over with a fine-tooth comb, because we're not just going to... You know, even though we appreciate the value of a great education, we're going to be very sensitive now to any kind of an increase.
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be applied across the board, you know, right here in town. You know, I've enjoyed a great relationship with your first select persons up there, and Jim Marpey particularly, and your whole group is very stellar group.
We like them, yes. We're very happy. I guess that's why they were reelected, Peter. What can I tell you? I love my town. But anyway, I'm really glad that you came on today. Is there any other message you have for the people of Greenwich with respect to this storm, which I don't know why I thought it was called Brody, but now I'm seeing it's called Grayson. What kind of a name is Grayson for a storm?
I don't know, but
I don't know what kind of name that is.
I just saw it hyphenated in that regard from someone from Verizon sent out a communication, and they're referring to it as... that Brody Grayson.
Isn't that crazy? It sounds like the name of a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant child. We're referring to Storm Brody Grayson. Brody Grayson Cheswick. Anyway, and any message for the peeps?
Just, you know, take every precaution. Don't overexert yourself. Make sure you assess your home, monitor your heat in terms of your utility, and if you do have an emergency, call 911, and if you have a non-emergency but need help, call the non-emergency number of the GPD Public Safety Dispatch, 203-622-8003.
Thanks, Peter. We'll catch up another time. Really appreciate you coming on the show twice today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Peter Tesi, our first selectman. Let's go to some weather and traffic updates. You're listening to the Lisa Wexler Show here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. Our number for you to call in, 203-661-5051.
Good evening. Very poor driving conditions persisting on our roads. With that being said, travel time north on the turnpike, not a lot of volume. From the state line up to Route 7, a 24-minute ride. Travel time north on the Merritt Parkway from the state line to Route 7, also 24 minutes. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Jay Trelease, 1490 Traffic.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Snow ending for tonight, an additional 1 to 2 inches. Windy and very cold with blowing and drifting snow, lows 0 to 10, wind chills as low as minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and frigid. The high near 10, some blowing, drifting snow into tomorrow night. Has the blizzard caused tree damage in your yard? Well, call Ed the Tree Man for fast professional service. Get a 10% discount now at 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
Are you looking to cut costs without sacrificing quality? If so, Onboard Services is waiting for you. Onboard Services takes the administrative hassle of running a business off your hands. From payroll to benefit plans, hiring, and outplacement, Onboard does it all. Onboard has trained specialists to provide your organization with employees based on the skill sets you desire. A family-run business for over 40 years, including clientele among Fortune 400 companies, Onboard is experienced in over 100 disciplines. For temporary and long-term help, or if you just want to save money without dismissing your current employees, do what the experts do. Call Onboard Services right now. Call 609-945-8009. That's 609-945-8009. Or on the web at www.obcc.net. For a special offer, mention WGCH. Take the hassle out of running your business so you can concentrate on the bottom line. Call Onboard Services today.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh. I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Connecticut learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Buongiorno tutte quante. This is Miriam DeLuca Melillo Di Felice. And by the way, Di Felice means to be happy. So I hope everyone is always Di Felice. And I know I'm really Di Felice. I am so happy to announce my show is back Saturday from 11 to 12. We'll be talking Italian food, trivia, traditions, and so much more. Lots of Italian music, just wonderful guests. That's Marianne's Italian Hour, Saturday from 11 to 12. Please tune in. And I say grazie and ciao bella.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
She's talking about it today so you can talk about it tomorrow.
It's time to turn on your brain.
Now,
here's Lisa Wexler.
Hello and welcome back to the show. It's 542-203-661-5051. If you're on the roads, please take it slow. There aren't too many people on the roads right now, but perhaps you're one of the essential people in our society. Maybe you're the doctor or the nurse. Maybe you're the construction worker. Maybe you're the electrical worker. Maybe you're the tow truck guy. If you're one of our essential people who are willing to brave the cold and dangerous conditions to go out and help other people, I salute you. I do. I've been in my jammies all day. I'm able to talk to you through the wonders of technology. Bob Small braved the elements early this morning. I think Tony Savino was on too, wasn't he, Bob? Was Tony on this morning?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
For sure?
Of course, he got started.
Ridgefield.
Yeah, but he got started before it actually really started snowing. That's how early he had to come in.
I know, but he came in knowing he would be coming back in a blizzard.
Exactly.
So we got to give him props, too. So we got some great people at WGCH, and we're doing what local radio does, which is bring it to you as much as we can in the here and now. Our telephone number is 203-661-5051. Please give us a call if you'd like. If you'd like us to transmit any information to Peter Tesi or any other first selectman in the area, I'll be happy to do it personally for you. So if for whatever reason you're in the dark and the lights are out and your only transistor source of energy or cell phone is this show, try and communicate with us and give us a call if you can at 203-661-5051. In the meantime, what is riveting the nation, other than this storm, which now I understand has a hyphenated name. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Somebody named it Brody. Somebody else named it Grayson. Now it's Brody Grayson.
Is it a combination?
It's crazy.
Is it a combination of two storms? I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
It's hilarious because, you know, the Hurricane Center officially names hurricanes, but this is not really an official hurricane, so I don't know who named it.
Oh, maybe that's what's happened.
These names. Yeah.
It's a blizzard and a hurricane, so it got named by two different places. Oh, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Brody for blizzard, I guess, and maybe G was the next one in the alphabet for the hurricane? I don't know. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's a funny name anyway. But the big story, you know, elsewhere, other than the storm, is this story about the book called Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff, and all the back and forth, all the lawsuits that are now being started, and the threats of litigation. Now, understand that Donald Trump, who has demanded that the publisher halt the release of the book, has specifically stated that he is not making the demand in the context of being the president. And that's very important because he's not saying the government is trying to shut down the book because he knows he would lose that because that's a clear violation of our First Amendment. But what he is saying is, I want to shut it down as a human being on the grounds that it's defamatory. He's not going to win because the publisher has already decided in response or in general because of the huge demand that they are going to publish the book early, not wait to see what their lawyers say. The publisher is Henry Holt and Company, and rather than desist, they say that we'll make the book available for sale starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning rather than wait for its original release date on Tuesday. And I can tell you the book is available to be purchased now on Amazon because we did it today. In the book, Mr. Trump is angry because Steve Bannon, his former chief strategist who was fired, makes derogatory comments about the president's children. He was quoted as saying that Donald Trump Jr. had been both treasonous and unpatriotic for meeting with the Russians during the 2016 campaign. Steve Bannon is quoted as saying that Ivanka Trump was, quote, dumb as a brick. Nice, right?
Not
and
really.
In response, is that something? And in response, Donald Trump fired back and said that Steve Bannon had lost his mind and had nothing to do with me or my presidency. Which, of course, we know is not true because Steve Bannon was in the very, very closest inner circle. And in fact, Steve Bannon, along with Bob Mercer, a very, very rich, rich guy, he's a New York-based guy, rich conservative guy, and his daughter Rebecca, they approached Donald Trump and offered $5 million to give him to his campaign. And part of this book is about the money of the campaign. There's a really interesting piece quoted in New York Magazine in which Bannon says to Jared Kushner, we need $50 million from Donald Trump himself to get to the end of this campaign. And Jared supposedly says, you're going to have to guarantee him a win to get $50 million out of my father-in-law. And so Bannon says, well, how about 25? And Kushner says, you're going to have to tell him it's likely that he'll win. 25. P.S. He didn't give 50 million. He didn't give 25 million. He did come up with 10 million. And what I find personally very interesting about this is that ever since Donald Trump won the nomination, do you remember that before the nomination, Donald Trump said that he would not raise any money from the public. Do you remember that? He tried to distinguish himself from the regular politicians by saying that he, alone among them, was so rich that he could fund his own campaign. And even if he didn't spend all that much money of his own on the campaign, he still didn't want to fundraise from you. Well, that all went out the window the minute he got nominated. Because the minute he got nominated, he really took a page out of the playbook of Barack Obama. And in a very specific, very relentless online way, he began asking for money every single day, sometimes five times a day, from anybody that was on his mailing list. To this day, I get no less than 3 to 4 specific pleas every single day from Donald Trump for money for his ongoing campaign. This was something started by Barack Obama that I found offensive when Barack Obama started it, and I find it offensive now that Donald Trump is continuing with it. I think that once presidents are in office, they should lay off for a while fundraising. But they can't help themselves. Donald Trump is fundraising. He's offering to sell dinners at the White House. He offers to sell various items that are engraved with some kind of Make America Great Again thing. He offers to sell things with greatly inflated prices because he's really trying to fundraise for the ongoing campaign that is Donald Trump. And listen, he wasn't the first to invent it. Barack Obama was, but I didn't think it was right for either one. Anyway, this book, Fire and Fury, goes on and on. And Steve Bannon fielded questions about Michael Wolff's book on his Breitbart News radio show last night. A caller said that Mr. Trump had, quote, made a huge mistake, Steve, bashing you like he did. Mr. Bannon said, the President of the United States is a great man. You know I support him day in and day out, whether going through the country giving the Trump miracle speech or on the show or on the website. And Bannon went on to say, maybe things get off track or stuff gets said and all this heated stuff, but however, this is a guy you voted for him, you supported him. Is there any doubt in your mind he's been fighting for and working for you, the deplorables, the forgotten men and women, the silent majority, every day he's been there? And then Donald Trump said in response to that, when asked by reporters if Mr. Bannon had betrayed him, this is very tit for tat. Donald Trump said, I don't know. He called me a great man last night, so you know he obviously changed his tune pretty quick. Anyway, there's a back and forth with lawyers. There's a back and forth with the people themselves at the highest echelons. There's a lot of name calling. I told you yesterday, among the other tidbits in the book, Henry Kissinger is quoted as saying it's a fight between the Jews and non-Jews. The Jews being Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, and the non-Jew being Steve Bannon. That's what Henry Kissinger said. In other words, they hated each other. And they were all fighting for the attention and the favor and the respect of Donald Trump himself. The book is now number one on Amazon's bestseller list, even though it's technically not on sale until tomorrow. And according to Peter Baker of the New York Times, it presents Donald Trump as an unengaged candidate. That's putting it nicely. And a president, quote, who grew bored when an aide tried to explain the Constitution to him. There's a part of the book, again, this excerpt is in New York Magazine, you must read it, in which a very close aide to President Trump is described as having tried to walk him through the Constitution. And by the Fourth Amendment, Donald Trump is described as rolling his eyes and putting up his hands. In other words, he just didn't want to hear about it, had no interest. He was bored. He's also described as a president who refuses to read even one-page briefing papers. And various advisors to the president are reported to have called him an idiot, a dope, or dumb as dirt. So it goes on and on. The White House has called the book trashy tabloid fiction filled with false and misleading accounts. And, of course, you know, the proof is in the pudding. In other words, all of us, if we choose to read it, maybe we'll take some of it with a grain of salt. Maybe we'll think some of it is true. either way, the overall portrayal of Donald Trump is, number one, of a man who didn't think that he would be president, but who nonetheless felt that running was a win. Number two, who is a lazy thinker, who's somebody who thinks in grand generalities, who doesn't like to get into too many details or specifics, and who is very influenced by the last person that he has spoken with before he leaves the room. And number three, that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon both are very narcissistic men. They respond well to flattery. They believe the world revolves around them. They're not that interested in the veracity, the truth of their statements. They're more interested in the effect of saying what they're saying. It's just a few minutes before 6 o'clock. Bob, do we have another traffic and weather break that we need to go to?
We do have one, but not only that. I just got a call from the principal of J.M. Wright School in Stamford, and they have decided to close tomorrow.
So, oh, really?
Now, J.M. Wright in Stamford.
Is that the tech school?
Yes, I believe it is. Yes.
That's the tech school. Okay, so we don't know if Stamford schools all in all are being closed. They haven't made an announcement yet.
Right.
But we can say that J.M. Wright School in Stamford is being closed.
Right.
Okay, well, that's
right.
Good. Right. Any other calls that came into the studio?
Nope, I would have put them through otherwise.
Okay. All right, so shall we just finish off the show and then do, like, traffic and weather at 5:57 instead?
Why don't I just do the traffic and weather, come right back to you? How's that?
Let's do that. Traffic and weather, 203-661-5051 is our number.
Conditions on the turnpike, not very good, but traffic volume is light. We've got a 22-minute travel time northbound on the Connecticut Turnpike from the state line to Route 7. From the state line to Route 7 on the Burrard Parkway, that's a 28-minute ride. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International is going to bring hope to a child in poverty. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Jay Trelase in the 1490 WGCH Traffic Center.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Winter storm warning comes to an end late tonight. Snow tapering off and ending an additional 1 to 2 inches before all is said and done. Windy and very cold, with areas of blowing and drifting snow, lows 0 to 10, the wind chill near minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, some areas of blowing and drifting snow, the high around 10, the wind chill minus 15, and mostly clear, breezy, blustery cold, 5 to 5 below for tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
The Lisa Wexler Show, on the air every afternoon on AM 1490 WGCH and anytime and anywhere at WGCH.com.
Let's stimulate your brain.
And welcome back to the show.
You're back.
And welcome back to the show. We've just got a few minutes before we close at 6 o'clock. Sam Romeo's show will be on today. I can't promise a live show, but you will be able to hear another edition of Greenwich Matters from 6 to 8 p.m. here at WGCH. 203-661-5051 is our number. And you can give us a call in the waning minutes of the show. In what is extraordinary news, non-storm related, the Dow beat 25,000 today. It's unbelievable. They crossed 25,000 for the first time. This milestone represents the fastest 1,000-point gain in the blue chip index's history. It jumped past 25,000 for the first time today. The blue chip index was recently up 138 points. It's really extraordinary. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4%. The NASDAQ added another 0.1%. There are skeptics. There are naysayers, there are bears, but in the meantime, the Dow Jones Industrials keeps climbing, and you know that that's a 31-stock compilation of some of the blue chips of American companies. Doesn't represent every stock. Obviously, within any rising stock market, there are losers and there are winners. But overall, if you invest in the stock market as a whole and you invest in these index funds that try and chart the way the market is going, this kind of a rally, this kind of a bull market is unprecedented in Dow history. It's just unprecedented in U.S. history. So some people, of course, say what goes up must come down, but others say, yes, it will come down, but then it will go back up again. It looks like we are in the throes of a roaring economy. And I hope that that economy is making its way to your wallet and to your bank account and to the material things in life that matter to you, to make you put your head on your pillow a little bit easier every night. Because other than health, which is, of course, the thing that none of us can live without and that none of us should take for granted, but sometimes a lack of money can make us worry ourselves and lose sleep and can create true stresses and deficits in our relationships and our lives. So I really do hope that what is described as a very prosperous time in the American economy is making its way to you. Maybe you're having a wage increase. Maybe your business is picking up a little bit. Maybe you're able to increase your fees for the first time in a long time. If you would like to be advertising on WGCH and reach our wonderful audience of fabulous listeners, all you have to do is send me a personal email, and I'll be happy to field it to the right person at lisa@lisawexler.com. And we're delighted to have you be part of the show if you're inclined to do so. So I'm going to close out because it's almost 6 o'clock. I want to thank you, Bob Small, for helping me do this today. Couldn't have done it without you.
My
pleasure. Thank you, Bob. And thank you to all the staff at WGCH and, of course, to your audience for tuning in today. We'll be back behind the mic tomorrow.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Publisher pushes back. I'm Barbara Kusak. Snow has been falling sideways in New York City as the East Coast is being lashed by its first major snowstorm of the season. Only the dogs seen pulling a sled through Central Park seem to enjoy the snow.
I just hope it stops. That's all that matters.
I got a great jacket. That's the key to happiness. Big puffy coat.
I just feel bad for all the homeless people out here and people that have no choice but to be out here, or the workers that have to work out here. Those are the true heroes.
In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh says once the snow stops, temperatures will plunge and people and their pets need to stay indoors.
Keep an eye on your pets. We've had situations where pets have been let outside. You should not let your dogs off leashes, and you should not really put your pets outside unless you're supervising them.
Publisher Henry Holt has moved up the release date to tomorrow for Michael Wolff's bombshell book about the Trump White House, Fire and Fury. It's proceeding with a release despite a cease and desist letter from the president's attorney. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended President Trump against an allegation in Fire and Fury that he's not fit to serve.
It's disgraceful and laughable. If he was unfit, he probably wouldn't be sitting there and wouldn't have defeated the most qualified group of candidates the Republican Party has ever seen. This is an incredibly strong and good leader.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is rolling back Obama-era guidelines that stopped the federal government from enforcing its anti-marijuana laws in states with marijuana-friendly ones. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin.
We will not be bullied by the Trump administration or by the Department of Justice. We will not be bullied by an administration that seems obsessed